Get ready for the podcast, everybody. This is Boss Barrel Radio. I hear your hearts beating. My name is Griffin Hoffman, host of this internet radio show. With me this week is John Stanhope and Dakota Reeves for the first time joining us on the air. This is the podcast, the internet radio show for BossBarrel.com. Hey, guys.
You're such a fucking
dork.
Shut up.
That was a very intense beginning. I don't think I was prepared
I was
for that.
Really hoping for some Skrillex to just like start jumping
if
out
If I
of
had Skrillex, give
dude,
it time.
Just look for it on Pandora and just throw it on there.
Okay.
And don't worry about the copyright.
What if I did this? Just blew your mind.
Keep on repeating it and you got dubstep.
I can't repeat things because there's like a dumb buffer on this stupid app that I didn't
You can't
for.
Just like overlap it with the same.
You want to hear the worst one on here
sure,
though?
Let's hear it.
The worst is, here's the horse, which, you know, what is a horse noise? Right?
This is the whinny.
This. It's like somebody murdering a, like an old man.
Right? And then he killed the dog.
Yeah. I mean, it's garbage. FBI.
FBI, don't move! Drop the gun now!
I feel like I'm watching like an 80s like clip show. What is this?
Yeah, you're soundboarding.
Here's the best one, though. This is absolutely the one that makes the least sense. This one says, police radio. That is...
God, that sounds like a frog.
It sounds like a hippopotamus.
Yeah,
going crazy with it.
I mean, maybe it's a pig. You know, oink, oink.
I get it.
Bacon.
Bacon radio.
I was your age once, Campbell.
That's good.
You suck.
Great. That should just be our intro music right there.
Where would you ever put that in a podcast?
This is what I'm trying to figure out with this.
Whatever.
I'm sure, would you I'm ever sure implement that?
The explosion one seems the most relevant to me.
The explosion one?
Yes.
Because it's like, oh, blowing your mind.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I, you know, the great thing is now with this gorgeous soundboard set up and the possibilities of
screen.
Yeah, well, the fucking $20 for a pop screen, which is just nylon stretched around this plastic hoop.
Yep.
In this really really annoying bendy like Pep Boys cord that I can't quite figure out. But yeah, eventually we'll all get pop screens.
Sweet.
But I just wanted to buy one to see if it actually made any difference if I was saying, like, Popeye pop pills.
I feel like... I feel like I still hear it a little bit.
Yeah, I can... If I do that, I'll peek for a second. Really? But here, check this out. Ready?
Oh, Christ.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I could feel it.
Pandora.
Jesus.
Pandemonium. Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
That's a good upgrade.
Right. All right. Now with the windscreens that are on those mics, I mean that's a little better, but if you pop your stuff
for what, the $2 you spent on these things?
Yeah, $2. So. Absolutely. Gotta move a little. Give Dakota some more slack. Let me see if I can dig this thing up here. I mentioned it last week. I don't know if I'll actually be able to do it. We'll get a lot of weird. Actually, I'm not even gonna try.
You should just get like a Pikachu soundboard.
Right? Or just the overall Pokemon opening
just
theme.
Just download
song.
A ton of like Danny Trejo soundboards and like
what is
Danny Trejo and
what is a Danny Trejo signature sound that
I don't
would be
know.
On
just anything. Probably everything from Machete.
Mm.
A ton of stuff from The Fight.
Yo, Cinco de Mayo, bitch.
get a ton of what's his name?
Use your controller like this. Waggle.
Get a ton of what's his name from Fallout?
Ron Perlman?
Yeah, Ron Perlman.
Yeah, yeah. You're already here, dude. You already got the Ron Perlman angle locked down.
War never
does it
changes.
Change?
Never
Tell me if it changes.
It never changes. Huh. Unless you talk to Snake.
I would like to see Ron Perlman
war.
Now. I hear he is...
War is changing.
What's that?
War is changing.
War has changed.
Was it? War yeah. has changed? Oh, yeah. No, you're correct.
War
has
changed.
You played it more recently than me.
I did, yeah. It's a good game. I hear Ron Perlman is really, like, digressing into a just, like, Neanderthal.
I watched the funniest little commercial a little bit ago, maybe like a week ago. I think it was one of those weird commercials they put in front of movies.
A trailer?
No. No, like a commercial. Like, it was really weird.
Like the Cinemax or the like Cinemark stuff, where yeah, it's like
the thanks for.
She's a detective that can talk to cows in the southern Midwest.
Yeah, it's like thanks her for showing up to the movie 10 minutes Grace early. This is Almighty. What you're gonna get to see now, Jesus. But what it is there's this call center to get. Oh, that's what it was for. It's so stupid. It's this commercial that's supposed to encourage people to go get their GED, but the thing is, it's a ton of like. Of people that have really awesome voices, like that are supposed to be your inspirational like motivators, and it's like Danny Trejo's like a level 13 like motivator because he'll really yell at you to like get your life in order.
Okay.
And Ron Perlman's like an 11, and there's
what's the top?
Like, Morgan Freeman.
No, 13 is like I think Morgan Freeman was also in this, and he was like 9 or something.
I don't feel Morgan Freeman is that motivating.
Well, so they had lower levels. Like Betty White was like a level 1.
That's the baseline. Is Betty White?
Well, because it's just
to Danny Trejo.
Well, so Danny Trejo is going to be the guy that yells at you and like climbs up your butt to do it. But
I don't want that.
But then you've got like Betty White, who's like she's going to be the nice like motivator. She's just going to talk to you like grandma, just like sort of it's okay, dear.
Isn't Betty White the one with like the ones with all the commercials where she's just kicking people's ass?
Yeah, she's golden. She's like the last living Golden Girl, isn't she?
I think so. Well, I don't know. I know she's a Golden Girl, but before my time. You know what, though?
What's up?
I don't know. I was just not trying to have there not be silence.
Bad segue.
Yeah, bad.
You know what?
Betty White.
Betty White. I get Betty White and that lady on the cooking channel confused. The southern one.
Rachel
you know what
Ray?
I mean? That Crazy shitty hair. Pork chop?
Rachel
that,
Ray?
No, that, not the old one that would be easily confused with Betty White. The lady that she's like
you watch more cooking shows than you.
Yes,
you have TV.
Number one show.
You have TV.
I do have TV.
I get Netflix.
If I could, I would not have TV.
But what me and Dakota do is get drunk and watch Kung Pao.
That's great. Pao. That's how it should happen.
Killing is but dumb. We watched it the other
night. I noticed from your Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming that's that right. happened.
That's right.
That had to have happened.
Yeah. You don't just start quoting it without, which is randomly.
No, everybody should.
Everybody should.
Yeah, and then they killed the dog.
I also drunkenly texted Emily Nelson telling her that it's a great movie and she should be watching it.
That's good.
And she just kept
responding. I mean, crap, man. He like punched out his stomach plug. That's like not even possible. There's like organs and tissues in there.
That's pretty good.
It's really good.
And then he drove. Yeah, it's I love Kung Pao. Absolutely. I saw it in theaters when it came out. I was like, this is the best thing I've seen in my entire life. I was in high school hanging out with weird dudes and, you know, they thought it was a really, really stupid movie, like in the trailer. But then I watched it and I was like, this is phenomenal.
Yep.
Bob Odenkirk just killing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, as I got older, I still liked it and ended up just, like, meeting a ton of people in my high school that I never talked to before, which is weird, of, like, a graduating class of 28-ish. I met a bunch of people that loved it as well, and we were like, oh, man, like, let's talk about, you know, what do you get when you cross an owl with a bungee cord? And then, you know, this dude who I never met before is like, oh, my ass, of course. So then, you know, a budding friendship bloomed.
Yep.
So it was just really weird, and I bought the CD and watched all the or the DVD and watched all the deleted scenes, like the sparkler fight.
I haven't seen any of that deleted stuff.
There's in the, one of the deleted great. Scenes, the chosen one needs to disarm Betty from his evil claw, like the claw.
He needs
to disarm him. So he uses like a chain of sparkler firecracker things, like a big long. Whip-ish looking chain of sparklers, and he lights it on fire, and it's like distracting Betty, and he's swinging it around, and then, you know, the entire thing is just Bob Odenkirk rolling around, flinging this fucking sparkler thing around, and then the dude doing the Betty voice just going, "So sparkly! It's so sparkly!"
That's great.
And then he drops the claw. But yeah. Or the deleted scene of the torture. Where they actually play the whoa, Black Betty down,
and
then he like fights the guy with his dick.
Oh, great,
yeah, like in a Zoolander style thing with it bending in ways that no dick should ever bend. and who's getting tortured by Fat Lip or Chew Lip, Lip Chew, I forget what his name is, but it's a very weird scene, but it's great, because that's when that song plays.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think about now, when I'm just not thinking about anything, is the soundboard in front of me with the mixer and all the chords and shit, is the scene in Wayne's World when, in the beginning of the movie, they film and wrap up their first segment, and then everything starts sparking and crackling, and then one of the roadie dudes in the background just takes out, like, a crescent wrench, and just smacking on it until the fire turns off.
Oh.
So that's just what's going through my mind every time I look down and look at this thing and be like, I should have one here just a crescent wrench in case I need to put the fire out.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
I'm no professional, but I don't see that.
You sure aren't a professional, obviously.
I don't see that being effective, no.
Well, there's your problem.
There's your problem.
Right.
Not enough fire on this thing.
Mm-mm. Definitely not. Make it hot. Turn it up.
Bring the heat.
Bringing it. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
So someday I'll get a new eye device.
Yeah, an eye device.
And I'll be able to not... Because I have all these headphones that I plug into this thing, and I'm always worried because I'm like, oh, I might kill this, the 15th pair of headphones that I've had to buy for my eye device because I destroy them. And I have to always tell myself, no, it's not the headphones, it's the device, because there's a really bad connection in there.
Yeah.
So whenever I hear it crackle, I'm always...
Just pour water in there. I hear that fixes
it. Yeah, just wrap it in a wet towel, put it in a plastic bag, and...
Fix it.
God. Yeah. Stupid. Come on.
Thing of sand, or no, rice?
Yeah, bag of rice. Yeah, bag of rice. That has saved
my... Just buy a bunch of shoes, take all the silica gel out of them, put them in a plastic bag.
Return the shoes.
Press the fucking bomb button, and it won't do anything.
Is your thing jacked in correctly?
My thing is all the way jacked in.
Okay.
Full iPod penetration.
Nope. Okay. Well, whatever. I have all these cords now. Forget it.
At some point here, it's just going to explode.
Yeah, it's just 15. Boom. It's going to be like that pop that just happened there. Hey, Dakota.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Doing great.
Somebody knocking on the ceiling?
It might be Jen cutting.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. All right. Let's talk about some video games, I guess.
Yeah.
Unless you want to
do that now?
Keep going with...
Nah, I think we're good.
Okay.
Betty White Neosporin died kind of fast. Yeah. So.
What? God, who was that now? Now that you got me thinking about that.
Again.
I'll think of it. I'll remember who she is, and I'll blurt out in a Tourette-style, food channel...
She's obnoxiously tan with wildly crazy hair.
White hair. She's old and has white hair, and she's from the South.
Dude, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Nobody.
No.
Okay. This is the pork chops, the bourbon pork chops that I made that one time. That had mustard. They're pretty good. That's who they came from.
Yeah, I see.
Ray.
Speaking of pork chops,
somebody
I told him.
Yeah. I heard you guys
so good.
You like pork chop?
God, they were so good. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited to start grilling again this year.
It's gonna be, hey, do you... Oh, I'll talk about this later.
Okay.
Are you done with the trimmer? Is what I was going to ask. Are you still trimming?
Yeah.
We got trimming to do.
Yeah, okay. I'll take care of that, and I'll get it back to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Sweet.
I hate owning things of yours now.
You're on my list, John.
Feels so guilty.
I'm gunning for you.
Feels so bad.
When's my stuff coming? Hey, whatever, man. Hunter's still got your Skyrim, so... You can just be like,
"That's
hey,
true.
What do you want? How bad do you want it?"
Yeah. You want your trimmer? I want my Skyrim. Tired of coming over to your place and watching your kid play Skyrim. And then remembering, oh yeah, that's my copy of Skyrim. I don't want to play Skyrim.
And then I just go home and I run the trimmer just to spite you.
Yeah.
I don't even cut anything.
I just sit there.
Really big sticks and try and dull the blades. It's just like he's trying to dull that disc.
Yep. Just wear it down.
At least it'll give us an excuse to push more off again. I don't have the trimmer. I can't do it. I'm sorry. Yeah,
Griff really wanted it bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the problem was, I was going to trim, and then it came to...
Okay.
I was going to trim, and then it came down to the part where, it came down to the point where the bushes just kept growing and growing and growing, and I was like, I'll just wait for them to stop growing. And then I'll cut them.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. It's like hair. I'm just going to have to get back at it.
You got to hit it a couple times. Growing. Like, yeah. You have to hit it. What I noticed today is it's blooming, so you got to get out there now and get it before they all bloom and get crazy, and then you'll get it at the end of the summer, too.
No, screw that.
You should just put in more space and draw, like, weird objects out of the bushes. This is what you asked for.
Just like turn, Edward Scissorhands just turn the backyard.
Just turn that whole left hedge into a giant penis.
Yeah. Would be so awesome,
wouldn't it? Wouldn't it though?
Yes. Two penises trying just
yes,
like
two battling penises.
Yeah,
sword. Just a giant epic sword fight in the lawn,
like the god touching yeah. Adam finger. Yeah. In the Sistine Chapel. Yep. Like just almost there, but not quite.
Yep.
One is stretching out. One is less interested.
When we move out, that's happening.
I just want to light that whole bush on fire. No. Be like, I'm sorry.
I heard that about you.
Light that whole
John
thing
loves
on fire.
The burning bush. It's yep. weird.
Oh, man. So, Griff, there's this game that I played last week that I totally forgot to bring up on the last podcast.
Okay.
Pods pop up.
Popcast.
Popcast.
Bring it on.
Bringing it on.
What was this game you forgot to talk about?
I don't even remember who I was talking to, but. Met a friend of a friend, and the guy was talking about, you do a video game podcast? Well, I've been playing this game that I don't know if you know about it. It's called Mario.
It's called Modern Warfare.
It's called Mario, but it's Super Mario Brothers, but if you're going to go look for it, you just would type in Mario, but with a zero.
Mario.
Mario.
Okay.
And it's totally Super Mario Brothers with a portal gun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The game's fun.
Is you have to. I'm assuming it's a PC only game.
It's a PC only. It's a port.
It's a port from what?
Well, I mean,
where are they?
I'm sorry.
It's
an.
From?
It's like an emulator.
From
it's,
space.
Yes, spaceport.
Okay.
It's really fun, but it takes a lot of getting used to because I'm not used to that whole like
WASDA. You got WASDA issues.
Yeah, I got that issue. Plus, you have to aim the portal gun with the mouse.
Uh-huh.
And you use left and right you use left and right buttons on the mouse to dictate which portals you're shooting.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and then it just takes some getting used to.
Well, you have the remedy to that situation, though, that we discovered this week. We have...
Well, you discovered it.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I just haven't done anything with it.
I'm trying to be lazy.
You just plug in a controller?
Yeah.
I ordered an adapter off of Amazon.
Oh, nice.
For an Xbox 360 adapter for my computer, and I've been... moving all the keybinds to the Xbox using a program called XBatter. You can download for free. It's working really well. I played Diablo 2 on 360 controller and got it to work pretty well via the controller. It was kind of cool. And
rewind. Diablo 3 with controller?
You can play Diablo. You can. There is YouTube videos where you can play Diablo 3 with the Xbox 360 controller pretty well. I was playing Diablo 2 via 360 controller, which is a lot less.
Yuck. Why don't you just get a fucking adapter for an N64 controller or PlayStation controller and just go all the way back in time?
The 64 controller is the triple thing you don't know what to do with in the middle. Kind of the weird angle you're grabbing onto it.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. It's like the best controller ever created.
Gosh, it's so awesome.
I played lots of Smash Bros. In that controller. Must have been doing something right.
Lots of what?
Smash Bros.
Oh, yeah.
Also doubles as a sweet grappling hook.
Definitely, yep. You attach that to the original Xbox controller for the weight, and then the jaggediness, and then you just,
you're good.
You're ninja wall climbing.
Yep. If you want it to come back to you, you just attach the original concept design for the PS3 controller.
Yeah, yep. That we can't. The technology of putting in a vibration function is impossible.
Yep.
We all know how that ended up turning up.
Mm-hmm. Impossible.
Impossible. Ugh. Impossible.
Is it working yet, Griff?
No, it's still not working.
I hear it sounds like when you're starting a fire, like the very subtle like gas thing going through.
Yeah. The pilot lights sparking.
It sounds like it wants to explode, but it's just not being able
to. Well, give it time. This bomb's ready to go.
And it started so well. Do any of them work?
Oh, was
that pretty
awesome?
Good. Yeah. Wow, I came out of nowhere.
I don't know. Maybe it's only the bomb track that doesn't work. Okay. Well, whatever.
It's all broken. All broken.
It's all. We'll work. I'll work on this.
You figure it out.
So you played some game about Mario shooting
Mario
goals.
With a portal gun.
Was it great?
It's really sweet. You can pick hats for Mario. You can tell him to just not wear a hat.
You can pick cats?
Hats.
Oh.
Hats.
Less interested.
That's what you need to be able to do in Mario is customize the plumber.
Customize hats and customize colors of the character and things like that.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet.
Started playing Witcher 2.
Yeah, so let's talk about some games. Witcher 2.
I totally should have brought your graphics card. It is a piece of shit, by the way.
That thing is garbage.
It is a piece.
So you want to know something that I found, just to segue quickly here. For all of you listening who are trying to create your own podcast out there and have absolutely no idea how to do this, let me give you some words of advice. If you don't have a great computer that doesn't have a great sound card in it, you need to buy a sound card, which is what I have, this M-Audio box. I didn't know that that was a sound card.
That's a
sound card that you just jack into the USB.
Yeah, no, that's essentially what I do with my computer.
Is a little deceiving.
What's that?
The word card is a little deceiving.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an external.
It's an external card that you can plug stuff into and then run it into your computer. You need that for better sound, and then you need microphones of a high quality, and then you need a mixer. So then you can plug in all the microphones, and I, you know, even you could potentially get away with an M audio box from with just one slot in. Like you don't need to have four or two, or you just do one.
Griff, do you remember 3 years ago?
Oh God,
when we were talking to just a camcorder, a little like audio recorder on a coffee table.
I do remember that, yeah. That was, you don't remember,
I don't remember even
5 years ago, which was a bunch of dudes in my apartment all sitting cross-legged in a circle, talking to a paper towel holder that had a fucking omnidirectional microphone stuck on top of it.
Awesome.
That was running in through my Craptop's microphone jack onto an Audacity program. Now we're just... I love it.
Man, well, yeah. But, like,
it's gone a long
difference
way.
Of here and where we were 3 years ago. Huge.
It's the best.
Huge.
I love this. I love...
you seem to be having lots of fun with
it. It's so cool. I love it.
It's great, Griff.
Shut up. You ain't making fun of me. I'm going to mess with your balance, John.
Tell me.
Oh, that's Dakota just, shit.
See, great.
Ruined it all.
Ruined everything again.
The only thing that I wish now is, God, see, it's just like that horrible rabbit hole I exist in, and where it's like, there's some effects buttons. It's like I make John, like, in space.
Yeah, we do need that.
You need to go with the whole, like, foot pedal setup thing.
Yeah.
It's just handless. The
wah-wah pedal.
Yeah. Yep. Gosh, so good.
Sorry, anyway, you were playing The Witcher 2.
Witcher 2. It's all right.
Amazing opening cinematic.
Yeah,
it's a great opening cinematic.
The opening cinematic is amazing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, keep giving me that.
What?
You know what you're doing when you're touching that, right?
that's my heartbeat.
That's your soul.
That means, yeah. That means that's 8 grams.
Oh, buddy.
If you put that on a corpse, it doesn't exist.
Can you hear that?
Greatest film.
Can you hear that when you do that?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. It's good, so I know that that's in the podcast. Let's blow it
up. It might not pick up.
Come on.
Nope. We need the button for come on again.
Yeah, we do.
All right, well, that's what you get for freaking stupid free crap.
Great. Witcher 2. I don't know. I'm not completely sold on that game yet.
No.
That game has a... Griff, tell me some things you don't like about that game.
I didn't like the...
You finished?
Did you
beat it?
Here's what I didn't like about the game. When I found the dude in the building, that the dwarf guy that was like, I'll cut your hair! And then it's like some Swedish fucking dwarf in this building. He's like, hey, she wants your hair cut! And I was like, okay. Great. And he's like, pick your steer! And then I was like, here's four styles that I can pick from. And he's like, do you want the terpenators of a long friggin' hair? And he's like, here's five different styles that are simply a two-word phrase, like ponytail, you know, Praetorian pulled...
So you can actually change your hair?
Yeah, you can change your hair. But here's the bad thing. It costs you money to change it, and you can't get a preview of it. So it's like, how do you want your dude to look? Okay, well, now you just spent this money, and now you terrible. Can finally see what he looks like. Which, again, it's like, why do I even care? Why do I care what my dude looks like? So, because my guy just perpetually has a hood on, unless I'm running around the city shirtless, which is what I usually default to.
Shirtless?
Yeah, just there's no benefit to having a shirt on, so I'm just going to run around like as naked as possible. So who cares? Nobody is like aware enough to be like, Witcher?
It's like, hey, Witcher, how come you don't got no pants on?
Like, nobody says stuff like that, but... I didn't like that I couldn't preview the haircut.
All right.
How about that?
Okay. That's a start. How about that just all the menu interface? It's terrible.
What menu interface is
hate
so bad?
Everything about that menu.
Which menu?
Witcher menu.
All of them.
All of them?
All of them. I hate navigating that stupid level up tree.
Seems pretty try hard. The whole tree seems very, very fancy. Very not user friendly, kind of try hard.
Have you unlocked the other three areas of the?
Yeah.
Okay, so you played this a lot more than I have. I take it.
You haven't finished it.
The game, the whole video game.
Yeah.
No, I'm like in the chapter one.
Oh, okay.
Like I
no, I haven't. I'm like, not saying I finished.
Fight a fucking kraken or something like that. You haven't even done that.
You haven't done that. Okay.
No, I just the chick with the moon tattoo on her boobs came out, and then I was like, I'm gonna go forge a bunch of crap.
Yeah. No, I did that. I killed that thing. That's done.
All right.
That's dumb. Well,
then perhaps the menus get more complicated.
It's dumb. Also, if it comes down to it, don't. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Don't get that potion. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Check.
It's stupid.
Noted.
It's stupid. Not worth your time. I don't like the combat in that game.
No?
I try to like it. I hate it. Also, traps don't prove.
Okay. What difficulty are you playing on?
Easy.
And you don't like the combat?
Considering it took him quite a long time to figure out the lock-on system.
Well, you know John's pretty bad at video games, right?
I am terrible at video games. This is all of our listeners should be very aware of the fact that I suck at video games.
See the Uncharted 3 video.
Oh, fuck you. I only played it on easy because I wanted... because
I'd suck horribly.
I did not want to like sit there forever dying over and over again.
Yeah, that's true. We were on the boat level or whatever.
Yeah. I just wanted to show the level. I didn't want to show a lot of, me trying to play that thing strategically.
However, there were a lot of game overs still.
I died once.
Yeah, whatever.
Did
I ever tell you about the closed captioning that you can do on YouTube?
No.
You can put a closed caption. You can.
Does it just try to automatically pick up what you're saying? Yeah,
you can automatically.
How amazing.
The best. You want to kill an afternoon? Go watch our videos with the closed captioning on it and read that shit, because that is.
Is it awesome?
That is like a Dear Wizarding Reader level of amazing like crap that comes out of that. Yeah.
That sounds great.
It's really good.
Oh, God. I want to do
that. Harry took his broom and he shoved it so far up.
Yeah, it's
that
really good.
So great.
Dear reader.
God, that sounds so great.
I'm going to
do that. I'm going to do that tonight. Instead of doing the important things that I had meant to do.
Nah, just.
Oh, man.
Let's go watch our videos with subtitles on it. Yeah,
that sounds so much more
entertaining. You can go edit them too, but why would you?
Why would you? Yeah, just let people believe whatever they want to believe.
Okay, sorry, you hate The Witcher 2.
I don't hate it, because I'm going to continue to play it. I don't know.
From my very limited little bit of watching it, it looked really good.
It looks really good.
They have the faces, like, some of the best facial art, like, really realistic facial art. I really enjoyed that.
They have good character design in the game.
They do. They've got good character design visually and in terms of, like, writing and just, like, a character persona.
I do like the story so far. I like where it's going.
Kingslayer?
I'm getting behind this stuff. My problem is I just... there's a lot of redundancies in their menu system, especially going through inventory. The inventory is such a...
Yeah. I guess I don't like how it starts you off on like the all inventory page.
Yeah, I don't
But then again, it's like, what other choice do you have? What other page should you start on?
Well, no, I mean, yeah. But at the same time, I don't like that I have to... It doesn't explain a whole heck of a lot. It's just like, it has everything sort of in an unsorted sort of way, and it has everything where it's like, I have to double or triple click on everything to get to something.
So
it's
like, so I
hit this, then I have to pull it up. Well, you want to use it, or do you want a description of it? Or do you, it's like,
no. Yeah.
Why can't I just like? Why can't I just highlight it and you just show me off here what it is?
What the thing that I always just tell myself every time I pull up the menu and I'm like, yeah. I just always have to tell myself, there's a PC game first. It's great that it's on the Xbox right now, because it's like every menu is designed to have a mouse as the primary interface with it. It exudes that sort of a nature, and it works. I know what you're saying. Like it's clumsy. It could be better, but it's like, yeah, if I had a mouse, like I could just double click on that. Yep. Want to go to this tab, move to that tab. Yeah. Of course I want to fucking examine it. Like what else am I going to do with it? Yeah. I can't do anything else with it.
It's just not simplified for controller play.
Yeah.
Which is aggravating.
But
I hate throwing daggers in that game. Again, another thing that's probably better suited for somebody who's using a mouse instead of a controller.
Oh,
I can never aim that. I can never aim the daggers for the life of me. So I just don't throw them.
Huh.
Ever.
Doesn't it like slow down?
Yeah, it slows down, but and that's another thing. It's like I do like that things slow down when I do certain things, but I usually find myself like just getting into an issue where the slowdown is not good enough. Really wish I could just stop time.
Stop time.
Wrong game.
Like Mass Effect.
Wrong game. Yes.
Like or Mass at least Effect just when. Like a well the meditation. Well, I mean it slows down significantly.
Oh yeah, it's notably yes. Yes.
Like to a point of almost time stop. I think the thing that
I think I have to get used to how much it slows down, but how much it's still actually going.
Yeah, what I think
I need to get into.
I had the same feeling as you.
It feels like it's Mass Effect right away, but then you sort of notice that it's actually still going.
The spool up time for actually doing the thing you're gonna do after you pause time. Like it's like okay, pause time. Okay, time is paused. Now you've got your freedom to kind of do whatever you want to do, cycle through whatever. Dude's still moving, but like in 300 style speed.
Yeah.
So then you select your dagger, aim it at him, and then throw. But it's not just like right back into time, and then dagger goes out. It's like, okay, now you're out of the wheel, and then it's like, okay, well now the Witcher has to like search through all of his pockets, count his loose change, you know, just brush the lint off his hand, and then throw the dagger, and you're like, oh, finally, dude has already stabbed me 8 times.
Yeah, and this is a problem I had a number of times with the dagger too, where it's just like throw this dagger at this mage before he shoots you in the face with a fireball. It's like every time that I go to stop to aim the thing, it's like he's already casting the fireball, and I'm like. But by the time that I let go of this button, that dagger won't I even get into his hand before that fireball hits me in the face. So why throw daggers? Setting traps I thought would be really cool, but I always just feel like the enemies see me well before. Like,
Wait, the enemies don't care if you set a trap, though. They'll still run in.
No, I know. But so if an enemy sees me and then I set a trap, traps are friendly fire. Like, they will blow up on me.
Yeah.
So.
Just roll.
Yeah.
Set and roll, man.
I suppose you could do that, but it's like, then I just remember Dragon Age 1, setting traps.
Oh, yeah.
A lot better.
Yeah.
I could go invisible, set traps. And then the other thing in this game, enemies will only follow you a certain distance. So if I even, like, see enemies and then I want to, like, run away, set a trap, and then go up to them and, like get them all excited and get them to come follow me and try to, like, run them past the trap. It just is aggravating because they will stop following me at some point. It's like, well, why didn't I even place this trap? It's obnoxious.
No. I mean, is it limited aggro? Like that's the design. Like, so you can get away. If you're dying, you can get away and they'll stop chasing you so you don't die. But
that's true. That is true. But I don't know. I just feel like the traps aren't. I don't know. I just don't. I feel like I don't get to use them effectively.
It sounds like it's a reaction time. With the same thing, if you should be able to lay a trap with them running right at you and then set up traps so you can run away again, type of thing.
Yeah.
But you're also playing him as a melee character.
Yeah.
What's the point of using traps if you're a melee character?
Well, there are no. Well, I suppose there are skill upgrades for traps, but. I mean.
I can understand if you're, like, in the back shooting stuff at people and then when they get to you, they trigger the trap and then you run away again and continue hurling stuff at them.
Right. And I haven't come across any ranged weaponry, though. Either. It's
but don't you get some sort of spells?
Spells are very short range, too.
Oh.
Which is really bum. Yeah, like, I have, like, twice, like a 2 arms reach on the range for my spells. Like, they go, like, 6 or 8 feet. And it's just like, if I could cast Fireball from a long distance and then have them like run into the trap, now we're talking.
Is that a thing where it's just rank one?
Could but... be. That could be stuff I could start updating. I don't know. I haven't read too much into it. Man. I don't know. The games. Yeah. I'm glad I'm playing it on easy. Really am. Hey, welcome back, Griff.
Thank you. I do use the bathroom.
Okay. I see. It's all that, lion beer you're drinking.
Yep. Well, it's good too because I had it's a good thing because the TV room door was open and I've got these ant traps, that thing right out there.
Oh, I see.
Ant shit that ant eats and ants bring back to their families and share, and then they all die a horrible Brax death.
They all drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. It's over. They all just fucking hail bop that shit and they're all gone. But Billy can't get around them because, you know, it's something that she can't have. So, of course, it's something she wants to go lick and smell and play with.
And then die.
Yeah, of course.
Great.
So I had to close that room off. So I was glad I was able to catch that. And she was just like laying on the stairs like, ugh, bet you're glad I didn't eat that.
Maybe she did.
Kill number two, she brought a bird home. Second time, it was in the garage.
Sweet.
She's like, Cliff, look what I got for you. I was like, oh, that's great.
It's all that weight she's losing. She can actually jump and catch them. You
know? I've been training her with those fake mice. She gets some clearance now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those mice.
Billy Cat softpaws.
Those hair ties. Getting the job done.
We've graduated from hair ties.
Okay.
Don't insult her.
Oh, wow. Jeez. What else did I play? Oh, me and...
What did you guys play together?
Yeah, me and Dakota decided to go out and start a little adventure.
It's called skiing?
Skiing. We got Untold Legends Dark Kingdom.
That sounds like some Facebook ass freeware game.
No, it's a PlayStation 3 launch game.
Oh, it's nice. What is this? It's
Untold Legends Dark Kingdom. It's an old game.
I don't understand why launch games are always so horrible.
Oh man. It's a Baldur's Gate clone.
No. To put it in the Baldur's Gate realm.
Okay, maybe that's
Baldur's
not...
Baldur's Gate a disfavor.
Insults Baldur's Gate.
Maybe it's a fancied up Gauntlet Legend kind of game.
Hey, man. Yeah,
it's a top-down... It's a very adult Skylanders.
But it's just the sheer...
Skylanders XXX? Matt Hoffman Skylanders XXX?
Yeah, yep.
Like, playing the game single-player would just be horrendous, but the fact that you can have more than one player...
Makes it
so it's okay, but class choices are pretty weak.
Yeah, you get scout, barbarian,
or barbarian, and wizard.
And wizard.
Three choices?
Just three choices, yeah.
Yeah.
Scout, barbarian, and wizard. So like ranger, you get like your
it's more like rogue.
Yeah.
It's more like rogue.
You get magic, warrior, you get damage, and you get stealth. Speed.
Yeah.
You get Mike Hagar, you get Cody, and you get fucking Guy.
Guy, yep.
That's your choices.
Yeah, so...
Excuse me, Mayor Hagar. Mayor. I apologize.
He was elected.
Metro City Mayor.
I don't know, it's fun, though.
My honestly, we're like maybe an hour in gameplay,
yeah,
maybe that.
Play for like an hour.
My biggest frustration is I always usually play casters when I play these kind of games, so I went right for the wizard. And they punish you for using mana, which is the main resource of the wizard. Like, there is no mana regeneration.
Well, yeah, this is the thing
that's
we noticed.
That's just because fucking World of Warcraft spoiled your sorry ass.
Oh, no.
Back in the day, you had to eat bread and shit. Now it's just passive mana regeneration.
Well, no.
There was zero regeneration. And so I use three spells, and I'm completely And then I just...
Rewind that. You use three spells and what?
And then I'm completely out of mana.
Oh.
Okay.
So gay.
Oh my goodness. The lingo, I'm sorry. But
I was trying to fit in there too by calling you gay.
Oh man. And so then you're just sitting there auto attacking as a wizard, which doesn't make any sense at all. Until you level up, and then you get a full bar of mana, then you throw three more spells and
repeat. Do you at least get like a magic wand to throw spells with, or?
Yeah, I mean, as a basic attack, it's like just shooting out of the stick,
a ranged attack, but it's weak.
So the benefit to playing a mage is like non-existent.
No.
Is it like a big nuke spell you do to just wipe everything off the map?
And the thing is, the coolest magic spell we've seen so far is on the assassin.
Yeah, the cool the assassins, the assassins or the scouts has this like level two gets this sweet ability to just create this cloud, like this purple haze cloud that puts everybody to sleep.
Oh, nice!
Massive AOE, like the entire screen turns purple from this AOE.
Yeah, and it's
like Luigi's. It's really effective. Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Yeah, kind of. It's if I just run in there and just run
all
into
you
a
kids
group,
out there,
just run into a group of people and then drop that. Everybody goes to sleep, and then you know Dakota can light them up with a chain lightning, and it's dundee.
So you do get like an AOE style ability with chain lightning.
I'm leveling up that first.
Yeah, it jumps from the nearby enemies to each other, and it hurts them all. That's pretty cool. But I mean, as a mage, you would think you would want to be able to cast more of those abilities, and like because my damage output from just going up, running up, and hitting dudes does so much more than his does. So you would think you would offset it like that.
Yeah, and so, it also punishes you because they drop some sort of gold type of thing, but you have to be on the thing that just died to get the gold, and it's whoever gets it first out of their teammates. There's no like separation. So John is twice as rich as me all the time because I'm in the back shooting spells, and he's killing things up front, and he gets all the gold that drops.
Well, and that's the other part of the reason that you don't get any mana, because like I'm everything that drops off an enemy, I'm right there, so it just goes right into me. But
so like, you could regenerate mana by like picking up
orbs,
blue
maybe?
Crystals or whatever,
like blue orbs. That
yeah,
drop.
There's blue orbs.
I didn't
red
even
orbs.
Know these drop because I never see them.
Yeah,
so it's basically like Diablo 3.
No.
No, Griff. Fuck you.
They're bars. They're bars.
It's totally different.
They're bars, not balls.
I don't know. It fills a void right now, the dungeon crawling void.
Yeah, I really feel like I would rather be playing Gauntlet though.
No. If I have to fill a dungeon crawling void, I want to play Ultimate Alliance 2.
Yeah. Mm. Oh God.
Ultimate Alliance 2. Do you have a PlayStation 3, Dakota, and a copy of Ultimate Alliance 2?
I don't. Do you have a copy of Ultimate Alliance 2?
Griff does.
I don't either. I've got one. I've got Ultimate Alliance. But I've got the other arc to go through on Ultimate Alliance 2.
I just don't understand, like, I want loot in my dungeon crawler.
You get loot!
Like, armor and stuff?
Yeah!
You get,
like, artifacts. Like, you get, like,
I don't care about that
the Eye of Agmoto, and you can, like, attach it to anybody.
No, I just want
you can get
armor
weird
and
shit.
I want
like
stats. I want ridiculous stats.
Body suit.
It's still
unobtainium.
Just Superman,
no,
superhero.
Get
like,
out of here.
You get some friends together that pick their own favorite hero, and you just go in.
Yeah, exactly.
It's awesome.
We can do Baldur's Gate.
Oh, we need to do Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, we can do Baldur's Gate. Let's go get
one of my favorite games.
Let's go buy a PlayStation 2 and buy a Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance. Make it happen.
I have a PlayStation.
I know you do, Griff.
It's so good. Try finding that game, though. I think that would be pretty hard to find Baldur's Gate.
Why don't you just get it on
Amazon?
PC. Or Amazon.
Or Amazon.
I tried to find it on PC.
Yeah.
And came up dry. And then when I did go to download it on some sort of website, it was like
Steam? No.
It seemed.
No, some illegal website, no doubt.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. And it seemed to be littered with viruses. So
no, it's shocking. Right away. You get what you sow what you reap, mother effer.
Right. Yeah, I know.
So talk to me about Diablo 3. Like, Dakota, you're the number one source on this right now since you've played a ton of it.
Played a ton of it is a stretch. I have
more than John or I.
I have researched it to the death because I'm very, very excited for the game. Like, and at work, I have 10-minute delay between calls, and that's all I do is just browse the internet and read stuff about Diablo 3. My perspective on it is kind of off because I didn't play very much Diablo 2.
Hey, whatever, man. I didn't play much Diablo 2 either.
But like the hardcore enthusiasts of Diablo games are going to, I don't know, they kind of rage a little bit with Diablo 3 because they redid the entire talent structure.
Of course. Like, I heard people at my work talking about how upset they were at Diablo, and they're like, basically, it's just the Diablo 2, but, like, with a whole lot more gay stuffed in it. And it's like, really? That's your critique of this game? They're like, all they've done is take away potions and then add in health orbs. And I'm like, God, this is your critique. Like, and you're not going to play it because of that.
The number one difference that people are complaining about is the talent structure. So Diablo 2 was built like your basic WoW talent tree. You have three different talent trees where you put your talents in, and then you make a build from that. And in Diablo 3, there's no such thing. You get abilities.
Jesus Christ. You want to buy Gauntlet Legends on PlayStation 1? It's $60.
Ugh.
Sorry, it is... Just came out of nowhere.
But. Yeah, no problem. But like you get abilities. You can ruin the abilities to do different things, but at the same time, there's no talent tree. You don't have to put your points into strength or health or dexterity or anything like that. There's none of that. They took all that. So they pulled the major Blizzard move and made it more simplified for the casuals.
Sure.
Which is smart Blizzard move for them for making money. But obviously, the hardcore Diablo 2 fans are going to rage.
Why not? I mean, you think about it, like, the hardcore fans are going to buy the game regardless.
Yeah,
like,
they are.
It could be... Hey, do you remember when the Diablo 3 screens came out and, like, this game's, like, full of rainbows and ponies and shit? Like, we're not going to play this because there's too many particle effects and it's got too many rainbows in the background. And look at my screenshots. It has a rainbow. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's the kind of people you're dealing with right there.
But it's the same thing, you know, Blizzard can take the approach of we don't care because we're not putting a monthly charge on this. We don't care about your subscriptions.
Right.
You're going to buy this game because of the brand.
Right.
And so, and it's going to be good. They had an open beta two weekends ago, and I played every character available to max, which was level 13, and you only get to do like...
What is with 13?
I don't know. And you only get
to play...
You
played it to Denny Trejo level.
Yeah, yep, yeah.
Level 13.
Yeah, and you get to play like part of Act One to, but it, I mean, I was very, very entertaining. It was like extremely enthralled. Every single character has their own things that it's really entertaining, and
sure,
it's going to be a great game.
So, I've got a question for you. Yeah. I have a question for you. As somebody who is, did you play Diablo 1? I have two questions for you.
No, I did not play Diablo 1.
Okay. And you didn't play 2 a lot as well.
I have beaten 2.
Okay.
But I didn't play, because, I mean, Diablo 2 came out how many years ago since, like...
God.
Like, and there are still people that play that full-time.
2002.
Yeah, I mean, there are still online brackets of rankings.
The ladder just got reset recently.
Yeah, but there's...
Like, within the last month.
Still people playing it hardcore. So, I mean, my experience is very limited compared to... It's more than enthusiast, but your question was...
My question is, what interests you most in this video? I don't know where to go with this.
Come on, Griff, pull it together.
Oh, I was thinking, like, should I go, like, awkward, nervous person who's at the BlizzCon event who comes up to the microphone and tries to, like... So, my question is, when you first designed the Yamato-class battleship, how come you made the Commander bald? Like, okay, so I was going to go either that way or another way. Yeah. The other way of being, just keep going with the NPR style. It's like, so, Dakota... What
Oddly
is
aroused.
why are you so interested in Diablo all of a sudden? Since the pedigree with the franchise is almost non-existent, as it is for me.
Okay,
I have never played the game that much before, as of you. So, what brings you to this game with so much interest?
I think the appeal of dungeon crawler games, the monotonous, weird appeal of just auto-attacking your way through a game, but you still love it. So, grow up on Baldur's Gate 2. Me and my cousin played that game hours on hours on hours. And it's just fun. It's just fun making your own character. And there is a difficulty level you're going to be able to achieve. There's 4 difficulty levels. It starts off Normal, Nightmare, Hell, and then Inferno. And you have to beat the game on one difficulty to get to the next. And according to Jay Wilson, the lead developer, as of today, no one on their staff has been able to beat Inferno difficulty in the game. And the game's been in beta, like
for like 18 years,
like internal beta for a long time, and no one in their department can beat Inferno difficulty.
Since 1944, right? Diablo 3 has been in beta,
so that adds extreme appeal to it, because the normal mode's going to be for casuals. But you're going to get to a point eventually where you have to be a pretty hardcore good gamer in order to even get through this game, and that adds a lot of appeal to it. Says Billy.
Yeah, I'm interested in the game too. I'm just wondering, like, what is it about the Diablo 3 world? Like, is it the world, or is it that it's a Blizzard game, or you're ready for the next big thing?
As being somebody that I think that I want to play it, but I never played either of the older ones, I do like Dungeon Crawlers, and I think so many people get up in arms about this that maybe that's something I should be looking into. And I don't know.
I think that the fact that it is a Blizzard game makes me want to play it. Blizzard puts out good products.
Sure, yeah, of course they do.
I mean, they always try really hard in their games. They put out good products. So I think it's going to be a good game. Storyline looks pretty solid. I've read a lot of the Diablo lore. Everything looks really cool right on it.
You've read
a lot of the books. Yep. Like not the books. There are books.
There's a lot of Diablo fan fiction you're digging into?
Compared to the Bible of lore that World of Warcraft is, Diablo lore is like 2 pages.
Okay.
Background story.
Yeah, a drop in the bucket of bullshit.
Yeah, absolutely. So you again, I kind of asked from
it's like a pamphlet.
They're going right up. The story looks amazing.
It's a trifold compared to the fucking three ring binder that is Warcraft.
Yeah. And they're implementing really good multiplayer. Like I'm not excited to play the game by myself.
Okay, but multiplayer doesn't exist for yet. Like PvP is not available.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about co-op.
Oh, okay.
The co-op looks really good.
We can play this together?
The co-op that's always existed in all Diablo games, right?
Yeah. Co-ops always exist in Diablo games. And the co-op, you can have up to 4 people in your party. And it just looks really solid. Every single class gets support abilities to help get you through the game. And it looks really solid. I wouldn't want to play the game.
What, next week?
2 weeks from
May
Tuesday.
May 15th.
Okay, so I got some time.
Is that right?
Yeah, 2 weeks from May 15th. And it just looks a lot of fun. Like, and then you have the whole Battle.net thing, which just makes it even better. They implemented Blizzard's Battle.net into the system. So like in the beta, what you could do is you're Battle.net friends with people, which means you have their email address.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so it's basically a gaming Facebook type of thing. So you're friends with this person, and so I log in, I see this person's online, I can actually just click join their game, and I will immediately port to what they're doing at that exact moment without having any negative effects to them. And I can start playing with them immediately. And then at any time, I could say, all right, I'm done, and I can leave their game and also have no negative effects to their games at all.
Does it scale you up so you can actually be useful, or are you just dying in one hit from like a rat that bites your ankle?
Yeah, obviously, if you're level 1 and you jump into a level 60s game, you're going to get rocked.
Okay.
But it also depends on what difficulty they're playing on. If you're going into a normal game, you're going to be fine. But if they're playing on an Inferno difficulty, you're going to get hurt real fast.
Hmm. But so how many people can you have in the same game?
You can have four party members.
Okay.
And there's 5 different classes.
So could 4 people of a similar level go through Inferno and
possibly
take it down?
Recommended.
Recommended, no less than 4.
Recommended hack.
According to a QA question, Diablo Inferno can be beaten solo by yourself. But like, why would you
Ever done it.
What? Why would you want to? What?
You're just committing yourself. That sounds like something Ryan would be
into. Do you know, is there going to be like the hardcore mode again?
There is hardcore mode. Hardcore mode is where if you die...
drink water.
If you die, you lose everything on
weight
your character.
Matters, and you have to drink water.
Yeah, you need to sleep.
There's no game over for hardcore, or there's no continues.
If you're dead, you're dead. Your character's gone. There's no eject button. Your save file
is gone. Considering the hours of time that people spend on characters in Diablo, if you were to accidentally die, if you got glitched into a wall and then you died and you lost everything.
Well, like Mike Keys, he and Andrew, my old roommate, would always play on hardcore difficulty because they would sell their characters on eBay, and they would get their characters really high leveled and then just playing very carefully and get their hardcore character a super high level and then sell it like as an eBay purchase for the account information because, you know, then people would take it into the PvP dueling arena and fight to the death. And if you died, you were gone forever. So nobody would want to have to go through that process of, like, you know, point A to point B to point C that would take you like a month to build your character up to a high competitive level and then just to lose it immediately. So they would.
How lucrative would that be?
At the time, it was like about $70 for a character.
That 60 to 70 sounds reasonable.
Speaking of
loot. But it's banned now. You can't do that. Oh. You cannot sell digital items through eBay anymore.
Well,
you can sell them through certain other means, but not eBay.
In Diablo 3, Blizzard actually took a very proactive approach, and they are implementing real money auction houses in the game.
Yeah.
So you can sell items through a PayPal account through Blizzard's game.
That's so crazy.
And make money off of it. And so that's, you know, that's the big appeal. And the cool function they did in it, where
that's just going to be your full-time job now.
Where you can sell things, and instead of just getting the cash right away, you can just put it in like a savings account inside the game, and you can use the real money you've made by selling things to buy other real money items type of thing.
So weird.
Or you can just take cash out on your PayPal account and take what money you've made so far.
Now, if you could just turn ISK into real money.
But
you can.
They can? That's a thing they can do?
You can... Game time codes.
Oh, God.
You can do that.
But the thing is, the theory crafting behind it is you're not really going to be able to make that much money. Because if you think of the millions of people that are going to be playing this game, and everyone's going to be wanting to try to make $5 off the game, that to buy a really nice item is going to cost you $5 on the auction house.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be 20 million of them on the auction house trying to make a dollar.
Yeah.
So.
$5 is $5.
Yeah. And you can easily make what you paid for the game very easily, very quickly.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You do the $5 thing 10 times. Yeah. Boom. Taken care of. It's going to retail at $50, right?
$60.
$60? Christ.
Yeah. At least it doesn't have no reoccurring fee stuff.
I don't know. This is another thing that I sort of feel like. If it's because you're going to download it through you're just going to buy it from Blizzard and just download it from their site.
Yeah, you can already buy it right now, digitally download it, be set to go, have it on the game all. So just when it opens midnight, you press just hit play.
That button. Oh man, I need to do that.
And you start that. You start the game.
I need to do that.
Oh yeah, it comes out. It comes Monday night or Tuesday morning at midnight, and I will be sleeping all Monday afternoon to be putting in a crazy all nighter.
You and me, buddy. Tuesday. Order a pizza, make this happen.
We just need to bring my computer downstairs, just have a little LAN event downstairs.
You can just hook your computer up to my TV. I know you like it. Got an extra HDMI port out there.
Pre-cum.
Yep. Oh, buddy. Oh, man, that'll be the biggest nerd session I have had in a long time.
Yeah, well, I got my buddy Gimprom. We're going to play with us, too, so we have at least three.
Sweet.
We probably find a fourth.
All right, yeah.
And make a night out of it.
Just make Griff do it. Get on there. It's got a Mac copy, right?
Yep.
You can get a Mac?
Yep.
Maybe Griff's laptop can push it out.
Yeah. It's kind of intensive, but... Especially because
this is going to be like a $160 investment for me, because I got to go buy a graphics card, too. Son of a B.
Whatever. You made $200 in an afternoon
yesterday. Yeah, I did. I just need to do that a few more times, and I'll be set.
Yeah.
Get out there and bust it out. I need to see if Griff, whenever he decides to get back from his second potty break... wants to sell me that power supply in his computer.
I would call your people you bought your computer from. I would ask them what they suggest for a graphics card, and then go from there, because your power supply might be okay for the quality of graphics card you're looking for.
Yeah, maybe I'll just go in there after work tomorrow before my run and
run to the place.
Yeah,
make it happen.
Well, run from. No, that would be too far. That's too far. That's like 6 miles.
Man up.
I'm not going to do that. Dude, that would take me. I wouldn't be able to get there in time for them to close. They close at like 6, so. Oh, man.
That's going to be a really good time.
Oh, okay. Well, this makes more sense now. Now I don't feel so bad about being pissed about you leaving, Griff.
My eyes are killing me. Shh.
Did you bring a bottle opener?
No.
Oh, no.
It just makes so much sense.
Gosh, it's been a long time since we've been drunk on the podcast.
You getting drunk after 2 beers?
Yeah, buddy.
He's kind of a lightweight.
Yeah, really?
Gosh. You know me.
Maybe that's the key to deal with these Modelos.
Just pop right through
Stop
it.
Stop worrying so much about this.
Wasting
foil.
Time. Foil isn't going to hurt you. If you can drink Goldschlager, you can drink that.
No, that's fine. I'm putting like high-end minerals into my body.
Right.
Opposed to this is like... You know, the stuff that's around Hershey's Kisses. I can't imagine that's the best stuff to be putting into me.
No.
What did I miss, guys? What are you guys talking about?
We're just talking about updating my computer for Diablo and... what else are we talking about? Oh.
Yeah, setting up a LAN event in our basement for this game.
I was going to see if you wanted to sell me your power supply from your computer.
Awesome. It's okay. A little cat hair in my line will go good.
What's my power supply? Which one?
Your 500-watt power supply. Mine's
what kind of computer did you buy that you don't get a decent power supply?
I just told him. He got a fine. I think he's okay on his power supply, honestly.
It's a 350-watt, but...
Ew, really?
Well, so I told them all I wanted was something that would really, like, take
care of... You should have told me. I would have, like, given you my old power supply that was, like, $475 or something.
Yeah. Well, they're super cheap. You can get a 400-watt power supply for, like, $50.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not even.
Mm-hmm. Well, so the thing was, though, like, I just told them when I had to make it that I just wanted a system that could take care of all of my
Photoshop,
all of my design stuff, and that's what they gave me. That thing does not slow down at all for any of that stuff.
That's awesome. Well, you got a ton of RAM in there too, don't you?
I do. It 6 gigs of RAM.
Sorry, that was me.
Oh, that's okay. There's gonna be some noise coming on, so.
Oh, buddy. Oh. No, 6 gigs of RAM and 1.5 terabytes of hard drive.
Does all the RAM have the same serial number?
Yes.
Is it 2 slots or 1?
I think it's 2. 4. I think it's 2. Okay. I think it's 2.
I had no idea that you want to have less slots taken up. Like them, if you can consolidate into 1, that is ideal.
No, that would make sense. That would make sense. But no. So I've got to get a graphics card, and then I got to get
it's a little intensive. Like, you're not just going to be able to run the game just on anything. Like, John tried running on his computer, and it was moving at like.
Right, I had to turn it down to 15 frames a second, and I had to like lower all the like. Just get rid of everything to make it thin.
And even then, it was running at half speed. Like, his swing speed was, like, it was crazy.
Well, when I watch you do stuff on your computer, I'm just like, oh, God, it looks so good.
That's a lot of
nerding. You just have, like, a Ferrari of PCs or something?
No, I don't have a Ferrari. I just, I don't know. I have it set up correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all that porn kind of slows me down a little bit. But
yeah, that'll happen. I'm telling you,
gums it up.
You never download porn. You always stream it.
Exactly,
the best way to do it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes never. Just do it through your phone, so your computer doesn't take a hit.
That's not a terrible idea either.
I swear, my phone it works slower because of that exact fact.
It's because you have an Android phone.
Oh, yeah, it's because you have an Android phone.
I'm assuming you still have the same Android phone you had before.
Yeah.
Fucking leave that with me. Join me. Join the dark side, Dakota. It's not a dark side.
If iPhone would man up and make a 4G phone, I would be switching over right now.
What phone do you have right now that's running on a 4G network?
Verizon Wireless.
Oh, dear.
I don't, but I'm about to switch in my phone for a 4G phone.
We'll just do the 4S.
What network is
Verizon? Verizon has 4G in Des Moines.
What phone are you going to get with the 4S?
Or just wait until the end of this year when I'm sure the new iPhone will come out and...
Yeah, that'll be $600.
LTE TV.
Well, okay. If your concern really is your network speed of your phone, why not just get an iPhone with me, a 4, and then if you're really concerned about your data speeds, just go get a box, like the Thunder Shaft box or whatever the crap that thing is called, through Verizon. That's like your portable hotspot.
Oh,
I've never even heard of
it. It's like
this.
$60 a month for, 900 gigs of download speed. And it's just basically like, it's a router that you carry with you. And it's 4G connects to, 4G internet. And, and then you can pump it out to other people or just keep it to yourself. And now you're just carrying this, like, thing with you and then your phone.
Or you could just buy a 4G phone.
Or you could buy a 4G phone and have it not actually be 4G.
Yeah, probably. I have seen... it is quite a difference, though.
So I just have such a disdain for Android at this point.
My problem is they always work so good for a few months, and then...
it's just the updates that don't come through that are terrible. Whereas, like,
it's
at least with my iPhone, I get updated
Android
all the
updates,
time.
But the phone does not.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem.
I mean, the way that was described is like, okay, so imagine if you have, 900 different versions of a phone, and then you have to create one thing for it that all runs equally well on everything, like opposed to an iPhone, which is one system on 1 to 3 different versions of the phone. Like,
right.
Of course it's going to run better. It's optimized for a very limited set of things, whereas, there's only 2 phones out there right now that can run the latest version of Android, and they're already talking about what Jelly Bean is...
Yeah,
after Ice Cream Sandwich, and but only 2 phones can freaking run Ice Cream Sandwich, so what's the point?
Yeah. It's frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
especially since like at work everything is blocked. Every site is blocked. So I'm trying to do everything on my phone.
Oh yeah,
to look at everything on my phone.
That would be a pain.
And it's when you have like download speeds of like crazy slow.
I know we already have a problem with it at home, but do you use the Wi-Fi on your phone at home?
No, I don't.
You should probably do that.
Why? That would be terrible.
That'd be better than.
No, it's way better.
I bet you.
Oh, really?
Always use the Wi-Fi.
I always use Wi-Fi on my phone. Wi-Fi is
infinitely better than whatever G you have.
My porn streams so much faster on my phone when I'm at home.
Yeah, you have to use the Wi-Fi. You have to.
Huh? Yeah. It saves your battery life too. It's not trying to.
No.
Yeah.
Not an Android phone.
Oh.
Well, they're stupider. Android. If you turn on Wi-Fi, it's like it's perpetually looking for it. Like all the time, it's like, hey, is Wi-Fi here? You guys have Wi-Fi?
Well, it doesn't matter.
You guys have Wi-Fi? Do you have Wi-Fi? Okay, well, if you don't, I'm going to try and get this Wi-Fi. You don't have Wi-Fi? Well, I'm still going to try and get this Wi-Fi. Where like, you know, an iPhone device is like, I can't detect any Wi-Fi, so I'm good.
Yeah. If I'm close to Wi-Fi,
you just tell me when you want some more like, Wi-Fi.
You want it? You want to jump on this one? Nah, that's all right. I'm just driving by a house. It's okay.
Right, and then it's like, okay, cool, man. It's like... But then the Android is like a pit bull. It's like Wi-Fi. It's not breaking. Like it's ridiculous. You just kill your battery by having Wi-Fi on perpetually.
That's fair. Right. Oh, buddy. What else are we talking about?
I don't know.
Done with Diablo. We're done. We all talked out on that.
I'm always down for talking about
Griff. How's Prototype 2?
Really good.
There's no way that's true.
It's absolutely true.
That's not possible.
Prototype 2, you were asking about. I beat it.
Wow.
And it was actually a really good game.
Did you already send it back?
Sent it back. Beat it over from Thursday to Sunday.
I question this.
It was a really fun game. Really fun. Like, the way that I can I'll give you a very simple comparison. It is like... Okay. It is like the Just Cause 2 of 2012. Like, you want to go and just have fun in a video game? Like, you want just a dumb game to go do crap in and have a good time? Like, here's your game. There's nothing that's bad about it. It's really fun. Every system seems to be decently well-designed. Like, nothing is mind-blowing or nothing is going to change your stance on the video games industry or... You know, it's just very good at what it does. It's great. Like, it is a fun game to play, and I had a great time with it. I would totally recommend it. You know, I didn't give a crap about the first prototype, but yeah,
how's the story?
Shallow at best.
Okay,
like doesn't matter.
Okay,
much like Just Cause 2, you don't give a crap.
Okay,
it's an arcade game. Okay. Like.
Breaking up the power tools.
Ooh, yeah,
oh, that must be the mashed potatoes.
Okay.
I thought it was a Billy.
Mashed Billy.
Well, so the first game you're playing is... here's the one real hard thing I had to deal with is the two characters, Heller and Mercer. Alex Mercer and James Heller. Those are your characters in the prototype fiction. Just like... You know, imagine your stock space marine ass name that you want to go to. But yeah,
John Smith.
Yeah, well, no, not quite that. Like, Dude Killer is my name, and
Dude Killer.
My name is Seth Murder.
Seth Murder.
It's
good.
It's just like a very, very, very similar sounding names that are more or less meaningless. So I had a hard time remembering that. But in the first game, you played as Alex Mercer, who. Amnesiac dude who came across these powers unwittingly and was trying to figure out what his role in everything was, and he was like this sole survivor from this massive explosion that gave him all these, Resident Evil boss abilities where he could like whip out his magic, Japanese tentacle arm and kill a billion dudes with weird sides and whatnot. But this game actually did a much better job at what I've heard of the first game is it's doing a lot better in terms of mechanics. Like when I was playing this, I was like, really? So the first prototype played like this? I don't recall people saying that. I thought people said it was clunky, awkward. There was a lot of weird movement decisions, and you were just constantly like fighting the systems to deal with all the powers you have. But in this game, you know, basically five major abilities that you can do, and you can equip two of them at a time, so you can vary your playstyle based on that, which are just your God of War style, you know, two buttons that will do different attacks and hold for heavy or tap for light combos. There's a dodge in it. There's a lock on. There's a great counter system. Like, in terms of God of War, it works really well. Like, the systems are totally on par, like a really good game to just sit down and have a good time with.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really fun. The character is absolutely bullcrap. Like, it's the most uninteresting dude who's like, "I hate you, Alex Mercer. You killed my family. Oh, wait, you didn't kill my family. Okay, you did." And then that's the story.
Great. Okay.
Like, the way the game is built is like, you're after Alex Mercer because he killed your family, and you were working with the bad dudes, and maybe the bad dudes aren't so bad. And then in this game, you find out, like, okay, yeah, though he did kill your family, and you're a bad dude, the bad dudes are still bad dudes.
Everybody's bad.
Everybody is a bad dude in
everybody,
that game.
Everybody sucks.
Everybody, that is, here is the takeaway from Prototype 2. Everybody is a dick.
Great.
Now, children at home, shield your ears while I relay this line to you. This game is a mature rated game, but one of the last lines in the game goes like this. James Heller, when he confronts Alex Mercer, says, "I'm going to skull fuck you and pour your brains out of the hole and drink them."
Wow.
That is a mature, like,
wow. Wow. I haven't heard that one before.
It all fits within the fiction to make perfect sense.
To skull fuck people.
Sure, why not? Sure, like,
okay. I want to be the voice actor that got to do that.
Yeah.
That would just be a great
I'm
day.
Sure it took a lot of takes. It's weird dialogue, because, like, your dude is just the most unrelatable guy ever, because he's like, "Oh, they took my daughter. I've got nothing to live for. I just want to kill everything and anybody, and I don't give a fudge." And then things start happening, and his character starts growing, and he becomes more interesting. Well, you would imagine he would, based on the things that happen, but he's still like, "Nah, I fucking hate computers. They're dumb."
Oh, yeah.
Or somebody's like, "Hey, you need to do this," and he's like, "No, I don't want to. I just want to kill this guy, and I don't. You get out of my way."
Great.
Like, dude, like, you have an opportunity to grow, and here's some foils for you to look better against, and it's just a very, very weird design choice to make this guy like this. He doesn't grow from A to B. He is still A. Like, from the beginning to the end, he is still the same dude that you met.
Just a dick.
Just a dick. But the only reason it was actually good is because in certain situations, it works out really well. Because just the stuff that he says to other characters, it was like, you know, Colin, he's like, the Mercer dude is like, has this hoodie on all the time, and it's always like talking about who's going to change the world and all that stuff. And Heller's like, "You emo faggot, I'm going to kill you." And you're like, what? Like, where is this coming from?
Great.
But okay, like, fair enough.
He's just an ignorant
individual. Yeah. Sure. And then the writing in that game is so bizarre. Like, I highly recommend that any adult plays this game, because it is a lot of fun, and we're in a dead zone right now, and it's a great game to just have a good weekend with, most definitely. A lot of fun. And the writing is garbage, like I just established. Like, he doesn't go anywhere. But it seems like there was a team who worked on this game, like a small, like, maybe four-person group that were like, "Dude, we're just going to put some weird stuff in this." Like, there's this one mission you go on where you have to, like, escort these... You have to go and collect these scientists and escort them back to this building to try and find out more about this project by just impersonating a pilot. And the scientists, you pick them up, and they run into the helicopter, and they just have these horrible, stupid, like, hoity-toity British accents. They're like, "Oh, good sir, let us escape this vector immediately." And you get on the plane, and you're like, "Yeah, I was just curious about this vector project. You know, I was just interested in what's going on." He's like, "But That is beyond your clearance level, sir. And then, you know, they're giving you these weird, like, these things. And then finally they're like, oh, well, he's just a moron. He doesn't. And then they start, like, making fun of you. And then each time you pick up another dude, they tell you more information. But it's like this really dumb British stereotype of, like, oh, Pip-Pip's and shittio, and indeed. Like, all these weird little, like, things that are spouting off every time you pick them up. Or this random character that you run into over and over again on these side missions, who's just this, like Lieutenant or like Private Stone, who is just the most disgusting human being ever created in a video game. And the stuff that he says, and then his like commanding officer, just the interaction with those two when you're just tagging along, it's really bizarre. So it's like, overall, the writing is garbage.
Okay.
But on a really, really microscopic level, there's these weird moments where you're like, somebody had a good time writing this stuff.
Somebody took their time out to...
Yeah, somebody was like, okay, I'm just going to have fun. Like, I got all the license, do what I want. I'm going to make this guy such and such. So, but yeah, I would highly recommend it. It was a lot of fun to play. It looks cool. It plays well. It is poppy, short, fun. There's nothing intensive about it. It was good. Like, the major story beats are great. There's a big world for you to just dig into and have a good time, and like in the open world GTA style stuff or side missions here and there. So, yeah, freaking great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes.
Freaking great.
Freaking great. Apparently, I picked the wrong game to play.
Yeah. I like The Witcher 2 as well.
Okay. did you play anything else?
I played last week I talked about Sword and Sorcery.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to play more, but I can't. But no, I haven't been playing anything else. Yeah, that's it.
Did you hear about this new thing that Chair is doing?
Don't care. But yes, I've heard.
Okay.
Flash mobs. Or whatever.
Clash mob.
Facebook connects with my thing.
Yeah. I was really interested in
public
this.
Quests so for Infinity Blade.
That's horrible.
No, it's... What is wrong with you, Griff? You just hate on life. It sounds really cool to me. Like, I went in and I started looking at it, and I do not meet the...
John found a brown egg for his Infinity Blade. You know, subscribe 8 other friends into this and get a new sword.
That sort of sounds cool, but... No, I like the idea of them having this multiplayer thing where you can do... So essentially what it is, they'll have a challenge set up. You take your Infinity Blade character into the challenge where you try to deal as much damage to this like massive creature that you in no way, shape, or form could be able to take down.
Giant sandbag from Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got like a billion hit points, and there's no way you could take it down. But the collective of what the damage that you do and the damage that everybody else involved in it as a collaborative can take it down, and then you all get like cut from the prizes for taking it down, like that being the challenge for the week or whatever. That sounds like something that's kind of cool.
I suppose if you're really into Infinity Blade and you need a social game to keep it going, sure, sounds cool.
It's a good game.
But I listened to the same thing you listened to, and it was like, ugh, I'm just listening to Donald Muster give a bad pitch to, like,
yeah, definitely, you know, definitely
Facebook
his
execs.
Definitely his pitch on that stuff.
Get your
really
grandma cool to play by just liking your. Like, I just did 85,000 damage to the king of Snarglaff.
Well,
and like, please, Grandma, like my post, and I'll do 1,000 more.
Yeah, that funny thing about that interview too that I thought was hysterical is when they asked him about, have you seen an increase in like real money purchases for in-game money since you've launched this? Because there are certain requirements that are needed of you to get to play Clash Mob. Like, I'm not there yet because I need to be level 25. I'm level 23,
yeah,
which I'll get there really quickly. But and you also need to have like the Infinity Blade to be able to play in Clash Mob. But like all that stuff kind of means that it's like a push to try to like really like better everything about your character. And so I'm sure like definitely tons of people are spending money, like real money, for that game.
Everything that... I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's always the free games that get you. Yeah.
It's just everything about
Infinity that... Infinity Play 2 was not free. It's like a $6-$7 game.
Yeah. Well, about $10, roughly.
Something.
It just sucks, because anything that comes out about Infinity Blade always bums me out, because it's like, Chair, this is the team that made Shadow Complex, and were purchased by Epic, and did great things, and now they're just stuck on this freaking garbage, like, social game nonsense, like, where they could be making the next, you know, Super Metroid. Like, that's what I want. But yeah. No, yeah. They, you know, Orson Scott Card has gone off the racist deep end, and now there will never be another Shadow Complex. And, you know, Donald Mustard is locked in a cell, like, deluding himself to actually believe that he enjoys playing social games, and, you know, Cliff Bleszinski is just, you know, eating protein and tweeting all the time.
Wearing his sweet sunglasses inside.
Yeah. So I was gonna bring this up in a way that since we don't really have anything else to talk about. I was thinking about a lot of things recently, and one of those things was what do you think is gonna happen? Sorry, let me gather my thoughts properly, and go Griff. Through A to B to C.
Come on.
Okay, so A, E3 is coming up.
Uh-huh.
B, what do you think is going to be at the Microsoft press conference? Usually you're going to have Halo a Modern 4. Warfare, a Halo, and possibly a Gears demo is right. Usually what happens.
Gears before war.
So there's no more Gears of War happening. So that made me think, like, okay, so C, the point that I got to and wanted to bring up was like, what is Epic going to do now?
Well, yeah, now that, like, now that Gears is done?
Yeah, what is going to be their Gears. Banger? Like, is it...
Prequel.
It's a Gears prequel. That's the only thing that happens.
Well, because most studios
or
would say...
a sequel to Bulletstorm.
Yeah, but that wasn't really Epic. That was, you know...
People Can Fly.
People Can Fly.
People Can Fly.
Yeah, so... I mean, what is Epic's next big thing? Like, is it going to be another Gears of War? Because... either it is, and it's yet another Gears of War with just different coat of paint over it, or is it, like, and then that proves that they are just another, like, Activision
one who's trick pony.
Cranking out the same thing over and over, or are they, like, another studio that's like, we want to try something new, like, we're getting tired of this, so we want something else and want to, you know, come at it from a different angle, and, like, what would that angle be, because, you know... Gears of War was like, Cliff really liked survival horror, Resident Evil style games and wanted to make that into something that was more accessible to the public. So,
and so he made what Gears is the, of War.
Yeah. Yes.
Accessible to the public.
Like Resident Evil 4 style action, but sure. In a more awesome BA way.
Sure.
Is what he was going for. You can choose to not believe that, but
well,
I mean...
I just don't think he... accomplished what he
really
did. How do you find I found
third person character action game started no. with
what started with what
with that like his in the new console series like his third person character shooter which you know I mean
my only dispute is like if you like horror survival games Gears of War is not a horror survival game.
No, it's not.
By any stretch of my imagination.
But like to bring that to a new populace, it's right. Like, oh yeah, I like the things that were done well in the tank-style controls of previous games with action. And,
sure.
And like, let's turn this up to 11. Like, I can see where that came from in that sort of vein. But like, what is the next thing? Like, what is Cliff currently unsatisfied with? And he's like, I can change
social media
this for
games.
Better. Yeah, is that what it is? Like
probably.
Is it
white? Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like Gears for War. Like what is this? What is the next thing?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't.
If they come out where every single time someone likes your status, it cheers in your headset.
Dude, I'm telling you, that's the best thing I hear all day.
Another Brumac dies every time somebody clicks.
Oh man. I don't know. I'm sure it'll be. Amazing, Griff.
Really? Because I don't think it's going to be amazing.
No.
What kind of time stretch are we on the Wii U, and like how big is that going to be in
E3? They will show it. They will not give us a price point. That's about it.
At this point, I don't freaking believe a single thing that
nope.
People are like. I am this year more than any other year. I am more excited for E3 because
Xbox
video game publisher or video game developers, like the console developers, are straight up dirty liars. And,
oh yeah, they
and
are.
When it's like, well, Microsoft has specifically said they're not going to speak on the Durango this year, and you're like, no, of course they're not, until the press conference when they pull the freaking
When they lift the 360 off of the new 360,
yeah, when they pull the Slim and pull the case off the other case, and you know the flowers are still standing under the whipped off tablecloth, like, yeah, it's gonna be their new thing.
Yeah,
because
and it's really gonna be called the Durango.
Why did the Xbox take off so well opposed to the PlayStation? Because they had an early time attack on it. Like, it was, they were out before the PS3. And
well, didn't Sony also say like that's their shooter goal, is like, we don't care when Microsoft says they're going to launch their next console, we will beat them too.
No, I Sony, and if that's the case, for everything that I've read that comes specifically from Sony as to what their plans are and for a PlayStation next PlayStation system and how they deal with Microsoft, there is absolutely no cohesion in terms of a corporate plan into how do we deal with this. Yeah. Like, everything that they ever actually produce from Sony is like, the Vita is doing great. PlayStation 2, it's a 15-year-long lifespan. Mm-hmm. Yep. PlayStation 1, still best-selling console ever. God of War franchise, number one.
Yep.
Let me show you this pie chart with Sackboy in it.
Yep.
Yeah. Cause wasn't that hilarious when the entire infrastructure was down for like 3 months? Yep. Sure was. Yeah.
Sure was great. No, yeah. Everybody loved it. And I
this is what I feel like. My prediction for E3 of this year is both companies are dirty liars. One company is going to come out and do the thing. Like, I would love for it to be PlayStation, because I like PlayStation. And I would love for them to come out and be like, here's our new system, here's our new platform, this is when it's going to be out, here's the price point we're aiming for, this is how it integrates with the Vita, like, these are the games we've got coming for it, like, yeah, we're going to do it this year, finally, we're on top of our game. But I don't actually believe that's going to happen.
Is this the year, though? Like, it still seems kind of sudden, kind of soon.
No, you're absolutely correct. I can see it
being one more year.
That's the general consensus, is like, you can't do it this year, next year is the year. But I expect it's going to be, you've got Nintendo, which is going to come out with their press conference and do the same thing they always do, which is just bluster and talk about absolute garbage nonsense.
Mario.
Yeah, like, oh, you know, we understand that fans...
Mario 4 bundled in with Wii U.
Yeah, just the... Yeah, this year
they're going to do the 15th anniversary of Mario soundtracks. Throughout the entire thing.
Yeah, well, it'd be more than the 15th, right? It'd be like the 30th. 30th.
Mario tracks.
It was orchestra. 25th in 2000.
It was a Zelda 25th was last year, so... Mario one was
2 years ago.
But... Anyway,
this year is the 25th for Mega Man.
Yeah.
This year's 25 years old, Mega Man. Getting up there.
So my prediction is Nintendo just flatline, like whatever it is. They already think they've won because having the quote-unquote new system out or whatever. And then you've got it'll either go to one or the other, where either, you know, Sony or Xbox or Microsoft is going to have the big banger show floor thing where it's like, yeah, look at this. This is what we're going to have coming out this year. We're going to rock it. Like, this is going to be the best year ever for this device. It's going to be amazing. And then just a little taste for next year. Here's the picture of the next box or the PlayStation 4, like whatever it is. And then
next box sounds like a great
the name. Third. Next box. the third one is going to be the one that's just completely oblivious, which I expect will be PlayStation. You know, it's going to be, well, this year our sales were above average, and, you know, we took a lot of risks with a lot of projects, and, you know, we had a lot of successes and a few failures, and things like our motion control area is, you know, the up-and-coming frontier in video games, and we're just doing our best, and you know, we're looking forward to the future where we may have something to say about something that might be happening in the future.
Who was the guy last year that talked with the weird flipper hands?
He was on the Vita Uncharted video game.
And he kept just had all fingers as if they were fused together.
Echo, and just like Echo the PlayStation representative. I don't know what the company is that made the Uncharted game for the Vita.
Oh, that sounds like a Santa Monica thing.
Joe Crow.
Maybe they just come out and re-apologize what happened. That wasted like 20 minutes of their presentation.
Yeah.
Just come out
and
apologize again.
I was going to say, like, my thought last year was like, no, PlayStation is going to say a goddamn word about this. And then the first thing they came up on stage and were like, yeah, sorry, we really messed that up. Like, Jack Trennan was like, yeah, Kaz, wasn't that hilarious and embarrassing? And Kaz was like, yep, you suck, Jack. And then Jack Trennan was like, Ridge Racer! And then Kaz was like, look at that dumb tie. And that was the weirdest E3 moment I've ever experienced.
What was it? What game was it that... somebody was telling some stupid basketball player that he sucked at the game.
That was the Xbox game, right?
It was like NBA something.
Oh, God. It
was Kobe Bryant.
Was that Kobe?
Kobe Bryant.
I think it was Kobe Bryant.
Yep.
And somebody made a comment to him about him not being able to play the game. And then Kobe came back with...
Maybe you should make your game better.
Exactly. So, yeah.
That was a PlayStation... That was a Sony press conference. It had to be, right?
I thought that was an Xbox one.
No,
that was
Sony. It had to be Sony.
Oh, man. Yeah, last year was pretty good. The Wii one, I just could not understand any of it.
It does the same thing that iPads do.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's an iPad controller.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean... Who knows? Yeah. Who freaking even knows? That's why I'm so excited, because everything is so up in the air. Like, is the world even ready for another console?
Do we really need one? No.
Right?
I don't think we do. Can they take it to the next level? Like, what is the next level? They don't have it out yet.
No.
And these consoles are fully capable of doing what they do.
I think console games have peaked at their image quality. Like, nothing is going to look better than what has been currently achieved, but you know, it's like the console market is trying to spawn off these different entities in different directions, like motion control, online leaderboard chases, Facebook integration. Like it's like bursting out in this, like, you know, weird like starfish shaped explosion of where they want to go with their next project. Like it's no longer just the next most powerful system. It's now like it needs to do everything and more.
Well, they're just gonna have to integrate a computer with a console and just put it out already. Like make it a fully functional computer and a fully functional game console. Same thing.
I don't like an iPad.
No, like
I mean, kind of to that point though. I mean, like the Xbox and the PS3 almost do hit that point though. Like you can
PlayStation had a browser.
Yeah, PlayStation has a browser. It's not a good browser, but it's a browser. The Wii has a browser. I can get my Netflix. I can get
Opera.
Yep,
hilarious,
hysterical. But I can get Netflix, I can get Hulu.
Right,
that's
what I'm saying. You just have the multiple applications of a computer.
Yeah. Well, and on my PlayStation, my PlayStation can access files on my computer.
Like, but, I mean, that is why I like consoles over PCs, is because I don't want to have to deal with a computer. I want a limited system. And what is the next step to take? Something that... just looks better. Like that's what it's been in the past.
Yeah, that's what it has been in the past.
Like it maybe with a couple new systems tacked on here and there, like, oh, this one has 4 controller slots.
Well, and to say that you want something that has more integration and maybe a social capacity.
I don't.
I'm not saying that you do. I'm saying like if that's the road you want to go, I think that's all stuff that can be dealt with in firmware iteration.
Sure.
But I think the consoles are capable of handling
it. And I think it's ironic that now we're having this conversation about graphics being limited or they're maxed out. It's funny to think that Nintendo might have been thinking this how long ago, because they've been going for more fun, different things to do with your innovative console.
Yeah. Whatever. Nintendo has just figured out how to do online and just kind of figured out achievements.
I think they're ahead though, right? Are they not ahead? They're the ones that are coming out with the movement stuff, and they came out with that and they've had huge success. They're trying it again with this new weird remote type of thing for their console. I mean, they're the one that's trying to go, we're not so worried about graphics, as you can see from majority of our games.
They do always try to innovate on some level or another, but I think was it just like this month they reported like a huge loss?
For the 3DS, yeah, major loss.
But they just
millions upon millions of a loss for 3DS.
The thing is, they take gambles. Sometimes they work, sometimes they fail. But I think what they need to do is they really need, like, if they need to stick to their guns on the fact that this console is capable of handling big name titles, big titles.
Dakota, I feel like you're gonna.
Why can't they just find a happy medium like these other systems are doing?
Because
why do they have to totally forego graphics and sometimes gameplay for these weird innovative things? Like, where can't they find a happy medium like other companies?
Because here's the thing: before the Wii came out, Nintendo was gonna die. I think it's really easy to forget that. The GameCube
was a
failure. Stake in the coffin. Like, there was nothing left. It was a last-ditch effort to try something new. Like
Final Fantasy.
Yeah, definitely. Like they were living on a prayer on that thing. Like, there was absolutely no reason to say that should have taken off. And that's why it's really hard to even look at them as another like console manufacturer, because the Wii's success is so bizarre in a way that it doesn't make sense in a console mind.
It's really, really bizarre, especially coming from people that like really love to play games. You sit there and you look at all the games that one that plays games a lot. How many games on that console would you want to like own for that console? A dozen, at best.
No, you have one party game. You invite your friends over to play with you, and then you store the Wii until the next month we have friends over, and you play the party game.
Well, I mean, there's been a handful of good games out for the Wii. It's just...
Yeah, I mean, you could say, like Twilight Princess was a good game. No, if you're a Zelda fan,
Just keep your GameCube plugged in.
Okay, well, yeah. For Twilight Princess, yeah, if you wanted to do that.
They need to come out with more Nintendo consoles.
Wii Sports.
Put out
more
Smash Bros. Wii Sports was good for a pack-in.
Silent Hill.
I did not play the Silent Hill.
Punch Out.
You said Punch-Out was good. I didn't play it.
There's a Paper Mario that was 3D.
Yeah, that was good. Mario Galaxy 2. Galaxies. Those are both good.
Definitely.
Mario Party, if that's your thing. I hear that's really good.
And
the new one. I like the new one.
Never been a good Mario Party game.
Are you serious?
For
it's a fun
the
game.
Wii.
Oh, for the Wii. All right.
It's been the same thing, just with more bullshit tacked on. Right. A better game, like, though, is Smooth Move. Is the WarioWare.
WarioWare. Now, that was good. That was a good drunk time.
That's a good game that you can own and have a good time with and be stupid. Yeah, so like your Wii titles are few and far between as... If you want to think about it in terms of like a ratio, like the amount of people that own a Wii, you would think that should correspond to how many good games are out for Wii. But no, it's like inverse. So it's like the more people that own this thing, the more garbage there is. It's like a pyramid. You know, lots of people have it. There's not a lot of good stuff to have for it.
So you see certain companies that are targeting casual gamers more. I think Nintendo, with their last thing, targeted casual gamers, not so much of a hardcore gamer, but something that everyone can do. Is that a choice market? I mean, should other companies? Because I don't like. What are you going to lose to gain? To me, Xbox and PlayStation do more hardcore games, but Nintendo was very successful with casual games.
Right? No, you're absolutely correct. I think that in saying that, like it's like the It's like every small-time band or like every, in a more understandable, like currently understandable simile, it's like any app that gets pushed out on the iTunes store. Like, even though they're like, yeah, this is just made by us in this garage with like five people, and we're gonna have a good time, and it's all just about friends. But then when they get that, like, you know, $2 billion contract, like, they're like, yeah, of course we're gonna go for it. So every console is in that same, every console manufacturer is in that. So if they could sell like 18 billion consoles and make a quintillion amount of dollars off it, and completely, you know, throw their loyal fan base in the garbage, they would totally do it.
Well, and
which is what Nintendo did.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, look how much money Microsoft has made off of just the indie game market. Like,
yeah,
if Nintendo needs to embrace some online stuff real quick and start getting some of that stuff under their hat, because I mean, dude who made that that dumb
yeah.
You know, it's the guy that's done that does the guy that does that voice has been doing it forever, and he does like half the cast of the Mario crew.
So I've heard, yeah.
And
he leaves a really good answering machine messages, yeah, too. It's a me, your phone.
But
do you want the pizza?
But what was I saying? That guy that made I made a game with zombies in it. That is not that is nothing to look at, but tons of people bought that game, and that guy's rolling in it, and so is Microsoft based on that, and it's
who's going to put out the first console version of Farmville?
Right. That's what we're
That's a great question.
That's what we're waiting for. Yeah, does it, yeah.
AKA Harvest Moon.
But I mean,
Harvest Moon Facebook linked on your Xbox.
That's the thing, though. That is, I think, what you're hitting on, Dakota, is what you're saying before, too, is you need to make the next console a PC. Like, you need to no longer look at your computer and say, I'm going to go on the internet and look at Facebook as, like, this is this device, and I'm going to go play games as this is this device. If you want to have a Farmville-style game, you need to look at your next console as a social media device that you can go on the internet, search Google for hot dog recipes, and then at the same time tag pictures of your friends and listen to music on.
But I don't think that it needs to be a brand new piece of machinery to do that.
I think it does.
You think so?
Oh,
you think you can't just put out a new firmware update to just integrate Facebook more with everything you do?
Most definitely, yes.
Because there's a Facebook app for your PlayStation.
I think everything needs to be reset. I think we need to nuke it, restart at zero. You know, you need to recreate an entire new infrastructure as to how this device goes about doing this. You need to change the emphasis of the device. You need to create new systems. Like I'm no software expert, but I would imagine that each iteration is just like, you know, think of it this way. You move into a house, and the house has so many holes in the wall where you can put pictures. Mm-hmm. So you're like, I'm going to decorate like this. And you decorate, and you're like, it looks beautiful. And then the next, you're like, well, I want to change things up to make things look different and more exciting. And you take all those pictures down, and you're like, well, I guess if I want to put different pictures up, I have to attach this weird, like, 8-prong hanger that spans the entire living room, and I can't actually put new holes in the wall. So I have to, you know, graft on this weird piece of crap and have to deal with this bunch of nonsense that was here before and stick it on there. Because, like, as with a console, everything is pre-set up to work a certain way, and to iterate on it means you need to take the previous foundation and stick on a bunch of weird new things that don't really fit, but you're just kind of taking the old systems and plugging new things into them. Like, that's what I would imagine it is. And what would work best is just burn it all, restart, give us something new, give something more powerful, more consistent. Sure, make it look better, make multitasking a functional feature of it. Like, that's what should happen.
But why is that even a stretch for Microsoft? I mean, they already have, you know, they already have the computers, they already have everything. What would be this huge stretch for them? They would make a ton off of it, because you could sell it for what you would sell a normal tower for. I know a decent tower, you could spend $800, $900 on a decent tower.
The problem is with, like, you start taking $800-900 bucks. Now you're killing you're killing your consumer base. A new, brand new console has to come out at under $500.
It goes up every time, and people keep buying it.
No, but, because once you hit like a $900 price point for your game,
the closer you get to a grand, that I feel like you're really gonna be.
Yeah, you're getting into used car prices, and at that point, right. then your populace, your ability to expand your populace is gone. The only people that are going to buy your device are the people that have been buying your device. So your market is no longer expanding.
But you look at the utility. Your utility is your console can be used for a fully functional working computer.
I already have a computer.
So, yeah, right. But what I'm saying is you get the fully functional working computer. At the same time, you get the most up-to-date gaming console.
Well, I ain't got that internet, so why do I want this? You know, people will do it. I just want to play me some Call of Duty.
Because look how many people play online video games, right. and that their sole purpose. Like I have probably spent at least over $2,000 of my money just to play online video games.
Yeah,
just because that's what I enjoy.
That sucks.
Well, it is what
but,
it is.
but the problem that they face though is they're. They're not exclusively selling consoles for hardcore people that would be willing to spend that money. You also have to deal with the people where it's like, you look at the people that play Call of Duty, say, the age range on that is, what, 9 to...
45.
45.
Males.
Exactly. Average age of that. Like, but so you've got to deal with the parents that are like, oh, well, this new console is coming out and my kid wants it so that he can play the next Call of Duty mm-hmm. game. Which then means I've got to drop near a grand to make this kid shut the hell up.
No, but what you have to deal with is you have to deal with people who are not 9 to 45. You deal with 18 to 30, the standard demographic for people who play games.
Yeah, and people who are 18 that are generating their own income barely.
Right, are those the people that are going to buy the next console? No, the reason why consoles can't be launched at such high price points is because publishers who create games have to say, okay, well, I'm not going to make a game for your console because nobody's going to fucking buy your console because it's a gajillion dollars.
Right.
So why don't I just put it out on the previous system, which has... John, exactly. You played Game Dev Story.
Yeah.
So what system do you put it on? The newest, biggest system? Or when you want to make a certain amount of money, you look back to the ones where you've already made a certain amount of money.
Yeah, you put it on the ones where I know the most that console sold well.
Yeah.
And so I know more people have it.
Right.
I don't move into a new generation until it's an established generation.
There's a billion people on this one. Why do I want to make a game for a group of people that's only 1,000 people wide?
Yeah. And I mean, this was the same problem that Sony said straight out of the gate. We have a hard time competing to sell our console because our number one competition is ourselves. We can't beat the PlayStation 2. It took them.
Here's how you beat the PlayStation. Not launch your system for $599.
Well, yeah, that
Toys R Us is going to get a second job.
Exactly. Exactly. You don't launch a console at $600 and then expect the best selling console on the planet to just go away overnight when you expect your new one that costs three times as much as the old one did.
As to why you shouldn't do this.
Right. It just, yeah. Of course, your old console is kicking your new console's ass because your old console costs a third the price that your new one does.
Mm-hmm.
And it has more established games already. Like, people don't want to jump into that commitment already. It's scary.
This has been an awesome discussion about
I agree.
Stuff, but we got to wrap this up.
Gotta hurry.
We got to talk some trivia here.
Okay.
Let me do news here real quick. Hey, right. PlayStation Network or PlayStation Sony PlayStation has a Smash Bros. Style game.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, it looks cool.
Yes.
What's it called?
It's called I don't fucking know.
Game Heroes.
Sure, whatever.
Is it using like past PlayStation?
Yes. Characters who are
Kratos.
It's gonna be like Soul Calibur.
No.
It's going to be dumb.
It's Smash Brothers.
It is exactly Smash Brothers.
It is
like percentages and everything.
No, I don't know about percentages.
Two-tiered level stages. Yeah, small characters of dudes with double jumps.
2D and platform running left and right, beating each other up.
Yeah, moving stages.
Looks good. Fat Princess.
Yeah.
Who else did I see in there? Sackboy, probably.
Who is the weird one on the skateboard? They were talking about the Parappa the Rapper.
Parappa the Rapper.
Yeah, so more stuff to come, no doubt. Twisted Metal, Sweet Tooth.
Kratos.
Another God of War?
Huh?
No. Yeah, it's funny you bring that up. God of War Ascension will feature 4-player multiplayer.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Oh, man.
Who gives a crap? Not me. And then finally, the last piece of news I have is... And the final piece of news I have regarding this is... the 3DS will have another color coming out.
Midnight Purple.
And this is the last time I will acknowledge another color coming out for any 3DS Anything. System. Because now it's at the point where it's like, oh yeah, the red, that was pretty cool. With the Zelda crap on the black one. Yeah. And now it's like, they got a pink out too. And then, now it's less of, hey, here's the new color. It's more of just, I'm done talking about colors for stupid crap.
Yep.
So, John, let's talk about trivia.
Trivia.
Let's do it.
It's coming. So, inspired by the Game Informer podcast where they did the back-of-the-box blurbs.
Oh, yeah. That was so good.
Yeah. That's what we're doing today. I've got 15 of them. 15. Okay. So, we got some doing.
Do you need a score sheet?
I didn't know how you guys would want to do this. I figured the easiest and possibly the fastest way to do this is you guys can just work as a team.
I feel like I'm going to get schooled when I'm level.
Like NTR style?
Yeah,
like,
just kind of help each other out and just see how best you can.
Okay.
Because some of these are dreadfully easy, and some of these are like, God, they're so vague, there's no way.
Like, all right, I like that. We'll work as a team. We'll go faster.
Okay, so first one. And I'm going to do a lot of blanking for some of this stuff.
Sure.
So that you're not... Blank is the story of Blank and Blank, twin brothers who learn to fight on the cold, tough streets of the city. Their expert knowledge of the martial arts...
Double Dragon.
Okay, it's Double Dragon. See, I told you, some of these will be easy. Yeah. Some of these will be easy.
So I was just going to say that or River City Ransom.
Yeah. Okay, so...
I don't know if I had a box to read off the back of.
Some of them are weird, though.
Okay.
Okay, so this next bit. This spans, by the way, all the way from NES to... current generation.
All right.
I can't read the top part because it'll give it away. Your pulse quickens, beams, boxes, zigzags, and L-shaped building blocks drop relentlessly.
Tetris.
Yeah, it's Tetris. Okay. Told you. Some of these are painfully easy.
Oh, that's great. I love
it. Can I just be moral support for Griff? Good job, Griff. That was a good answer.
No, that was
nice.
I look to you for that one.
This one.
These barrels will explode.
This one might be... This one
right now is
amazing.
When I would play the explosion noise, but stupid.
No, it's not happening. Sunday evening, you're sitting around the sewer watching your main reporter, Blank.
Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Turtles in Time?
Yeah, it's Turtles in Time. God, I didn't even get it out.
He knows the theme song to that game. Don't even.
Of course he does. I know he does.
I know we've had this discussion.
I was hoping I would at least get through... I was hoping I would at least get through the first
prehistoric
paragraph.
Turtle
it's like three paragraphs of that whole thing.
I bury my shell at wounded knee. Dub-a-dub-a-dub-a-dub-a-dub-a-dub-a-dub-a-dub-a-dub-a-dub-a-dub.
You ready for the next one?
Bar.
You done?
Bar. Baxter Stockman. What is the noise Baxter Stockman makes?
I don't remember.
Bar. Bar. Bar.
Venture back to Blank and the Age of Magic and Heroes. The predecessors of Blank and Blank face monsters on the march when a menacing magician takes over the kingdom. Only you can prevent this evil plot from shattering the land of Blank.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Yep. In your quest, you'll venture into twisting mazes, dungeons, palaces, and shadowy forests. Test
Zelda
your...
one? Zelda?
Oh, you're close.
Okay. Zelda 2?
Do you want to
keep... Link's Awakening? Is it a Zelda game?
It is a Zelda game.
Ocarina Zelda, the Ocarina of Time.
It's on the NES.
Oh, okay.
Or the Super NES. I'm sorry.
Zelda: Link's Awakening.
That was on there.
Super NES?
Yeah, Super Nintendo.
Yeah, it was Link's Awakening.
I'm sorry, A Link to the Past.
Thank you.
Jeez. Yeah, my bad.
That was wrong.
Link's Awakening. What even? That's Link's Awakening. That's Game Boy.
Game Boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's a good one. And there's a lot of puns in this, so...
Clay Fighter.
The bad puns.
Is it Clay Fighter?
No.
Sweet.
It's not. Trouble brews when Grinhilda, the witch, captures...
Banjo-Kazooie.
Okay, goddamn it. Dude, they're so good.
I never even played that game.
You never played Banjo-Kazooie?
Not, except for the racing nuts and bolts.
Oh, dude, Banjo-Kazooie is such a great game.
Banjo-Kazooie is a
good
game.
Do your best like, Banjo-Kazooie impression, uh-huh, Dakota.
Uh-huh. That was not Dakota, by the way.
No, I told that was totally me. I take full credit.
All right, take it. Take it, buddy.
That was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was good. Dude, it's just so good. Before the grizzly hag can steal the bear's good looks, Big Brother Banjo and his fine feathered friend Kazooie joined forces.
There was a little brother Banjo.
Well, it's
Kazooie is his younger brother.
No, Tootie is his little sister. She's the one who was captured by the.
Right.
Yeah, hold on. It's so good. Anyway, we're moving on to the next one.
Okay. It's a good back of the box description.
Okay, here we go. The day after his 21st birthday bash, Blank, sporting the worst hangover ever, and he just can't seem to find his way home. Prepare to stagger through Randy, Raunchy, this word I do not know, Rauchous?
Raucous?
Rock, yeah. Well, it's just... Raucous scenarios. Larry? No, it is not. Raucous scenarios crammed full of bad manners, twisted humor, and graphic bodily functions. Unless you're a fan of violence, foul language, and racy innuendo, you'd best steer clear of this one. There's also a large notice all over this box about parents should not buy this game.
Waking up after Dakota, what do you get on this one?
I don't know.
It's an N64 title.
Okay, is it a Duke Nukem game?
It's a rare title.
Is it Conker's Bad Fur Day?
It is Conker's Bad Fur
Day. Okay.
I didn't know he
woke up after a hangover.
Yeah.
I did play that game, and I remember how awkward that was for me.
Yeah.
Corn, the poop that had corn teeth.
Yeah.
You had to throw toilet paper into it.
They're going to really start getting tougher.
Okay, that's good. I like tougher.
He is Blank, the lone survivor of a ravaged people. He must battle fiercely, move swiftly, and act rationally in a new war, one of frightening, intense firepower and hypnotic beauty. Find calm amid the chaos and reap the rewards in this beautiful combination of manga-style storytelling. And ultra-challenging arcade heroics. I can start reading the bullet points.
They keep saying beautiful. Why? Yeah, read the bullets. I have no idea.
I need to even see.
Is it Devil May Cry?
No, it is not. I should have found that one, though.
Experience
battle in 18 different stages. Select a display, vertical or horizontal letterbox, or full screen.
Oh, is this a shmup? Is this Gradius or Ikaruga?
It's Ikaruga.
All right.
Man, I'm useless in this. Holy cow.
What do you do in your spare time, Dakota?
I don't even know, right? Apparently.
I will tell you that Wikipedia is not blocked on most major corporation
good
websites.
Good point. I just need to go to town.
This is why Griff is good at this, because he just spends all of his time on Wiki. All right, next one.
Huh, that is bizarre. What a weird description.
I know. That's why I picked it. I was like, oh, Ikaruga, this should be good.
Switch from black to white and dodge.
Right, yeah, none of that
colors.
Nonsense. Yeah, no, it just...
I'm living in two dimensions.
I started to pick the ones that like described nothing about.
You're like
the game.
Jim Gaffigan and Will and Bill Cosby in one body.
Execute the bullet eater technique and other advanced strategies.
That sounds a hell of Japanese.
That's Ikaruga nonsense.
Right.
Okay, so here we go. This one is going to be
Contra.
You might get this. I almost did Contra, but it's a really bad description. Anyway,
Rocko's Modern Life.
Hold on. Although, stop it.
You're burning it.
Bart
Simpson's.
There are no Bart games.
Okay.
A mysterious organization is turning.
Syndicate.
God, I hate you so much. A mysterious organization is turning the tides of a century-long war with ancient technology. Giant combat robots. A failed attempt to steal one of these powerful mechanized weapons places it in the unwilling hands of young Blank and his dubious allies. Now he is pursued by military governments, royal pirates, spies, the emperor, and his own forgotten past.
Gundam Warrior.
Vanguard Bandits.
Nope. Wait, there's three bullets that I can read to you.
This, okay, so giant mechs from a previous thing. It's a dude you're playing as.
Obtained a government robot.
Government robot. Front mission.
Over 20 minutes of stunning hand-drawn anime tells this complex futuristic tale.
It's anime, okay.
Battle in giant robots or hand-to-hand using intuitive combat systems without menus. Explore detailed, fully rotatable polygon environments.
Xenogears.
Xenogears.
It is?
Xenogears.
Holy crap! Really?
Yeah.
I'm wearing the shirt for it! All right, that makes sense, Xenogears. I guess.
The only blank in there was Faye.
That was the weirdest thing in the not having menus was weird, because there's most definitely menus in that game.
Yeah, it's just like at some point I just started being I just need to find. I downloaded.
Who writes this?
I've downloaded so many box arts. Downloaded so many box arts, but I just like I was just like I got to start picking ones that just don't even sound right. they have to just sound terrible.
Yep.
This one's good too. In Turtle Village, I'm going to say Turtle Village because I read this entire box art and I was just like,
"What's Turtle
this,
Village?"
This sounds
helps me
in the. I read this box art and I was like, "That's not that
Joe
game.
And Mac.
That's not that game at all." I will tell
Tomba.
You that this is on.
Tomba?
I will tell you this is on Sega Genesis. In Turtle Village, the children are fleeing for their lives. The invaders, are brutal, ugly.
Brutal.
No, I'm sorry. The invaders are brutal, ugly, and 12 feet tall, with huge arms and bellowing laughs. They love pounding you into the dirt. It's a spellbinding age of magic, fire-spewing dragons, and skeletons in armor. Fight on the back of a giant turtle, battle on the wings of an enchanted eagle, vanquish and ride
the wings
flame
of an enchanted eagle.
That's really weird way to describe golden a monster.
Axe.
It is golden axe. Vanquish
golden
and ride
you're
flame
control.
Flame breed.
You see this iPad I got in front of me right now? I'm just looking up all the answers.
Oh my goodness, amazing!
Listen to this part. Ride flame breeding monsters.
Yeah, breed the frame.
Not breathing.
Baby.
Not
no.
breathing.
Breed
like, look at it.
They're having sex and it's making fire.
It's like
flame
a Dio
breeding
song.
Monsters to victory.
It's like that's a line in Holy Diver.
Yeah. This should be easy.
Breed the flames.
This one might be easy for Griff too.
All right.
Possessed by an unexplainable. Possessed by unexplainable urges, decent citizens are murdering others through the city at random in public. Control an ever-changing plot in this groundbreaking supernatural thriller that twists tighter with every move you make. Outsmart the cops, uncover the truth behind. Oh gosh, this has a terrible background to it. Uncover the truth behind your unspeakable crime. Battle dark forces as you roam the city and fall deeper into the mystery. Every choice, every action shifts and alters your journey. You might pay dearly for your crime.
Grand Theft Auto.
Nope.
Shadowrun.
Nope.
What system is it on?
PS2.
This one might get me. It might have also
been on Xbox.
What do you got, Dakota?
Yeah, right.
It's a
blank stare.
Did you play console games?
I've played video games all grown up. I just don't have the memory for this kind of.
Two brothers, and they both enjoyed traveling through the Mushroom Kingdom.
I was gonna do.
They're looking for the princess.
I was gonna do a Super Mario one, but I'm like, that's too
easy. Koopa King.
See, that's what I need. I need that.
I have no idea what.
This one's really vague, considering that.
You gotta read something about it again, because I got... Okay. Sorry, viewers, listeners at home.
Sorry. Possessed by unexplainable urges, decent citizens are murdering others throughout the city, at random, in public.
Enemy of the state.
Nope. Control an ever-changing plot in this groundbreaking supernatural thriller that
There are a lot of puns in this.
No. No.
Okay.
Thriller that twists tighter with every... Move you make.
Michael Jackson's Moonwalker.
No. Outsmart the cops.
Ding, 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 ding,
uncover
ding,
the truth behind ding, your ding, unspeakable ding, crime. Ding. Battle dark forces as you roam the city and fall deeper into the mystery. Every choice, every action shifts and alters your journey. You might pay dearly for your crime. There's a last sentence, but I... Well. Or edge closer to the unbelievable secret of the prophecy.
Indigo Prophecy.
Indigo Prophecy.
Is that it?
That's why I didn't know that last
I wouldn't even count that. Like, I had no idea. Really?
Yeah, it's so weird. It sounds like nothing like that game.
No, not at all.
No. Because I don't remember people killing themselves. Like, one guy kills himself.
Yeah.
Which is not even really.
It was weird. And it was like a computer man, too. It was like a man. It was a lady made out of the internet, made out of the Matrix.
Yeah, but that was weird.
It was a weird game.
It was a weird game.
I don't think I own it on Xbox 360 for previous digital
copies. Oh, like you... Yeah. Okay.
Since I don't have that
game. Okay. Meet the world's newest celluloid superhero. Introducing Blank, an average guy that gets caught up in a crazy, stunt-filled action movie world in order to rescue his girl.
Beautiful Joe.
Beautiful Joe. Dude, I don't know if they're decaying.
Yeah.
Just like trying to hold my microphone for dear life.
I'm opening up, and he's just saying it right before I get a chance to. Is what's really happening.
I'll count to five next time. No, I think.
Maybe I'm going
to. Do you remember six. Beautiful Joe's catchphrase?
Give me a second.
Because I didn't remember it until I read this, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's totally good. I swear it's in something else, too.
It's a video game, or it was a movie thing. Like, Henshin a go go, baby.
Yep.
And then throw out the horns.
Yep. This one, I really don't think you'll be able to get. This is on PlayStation 3. Oh. No. I was going to look up Mario RPG, but I couldn't find it. There is no defense. There is no cure. Each of our casualties just increases their numbers. Russia went dark over a year ago. Europe fell weeks later. The blank will reach the other continents within days. It is July 11th.
Resistance.
It is 1951. It is July 11th, 1951. Amidst the ruins of England.
Sorry, I didn't give you any time on that one. My bad.
Amidst the ruins of England, U.S. and British forces take final stand.
I did not think that would be the answer.
I'm just going to start shouting out games at random.
Welcome to Griff playing trivia games. You demoralize other people by just saying nonsense.
Okay, this
Toe Jam and Earl.
This one will be. I looked up Toe Jam and Earl. It's a terrible. No,
this is really bad.
I looked up Toe Jam and Earl, and I also looked up Earthworm Jam, and there's no way.
Toe Jam and Earl is.
I don't know how anybody could read the box.
Return to Funkatron.
No, I should have looked up Abe's Odyssey.
I wouldn't have known that one at all.
This one you should be able to get. This one's pretty easy.
Okay.
You possess the power of a god, but face the world in the form of a wolf. You have the power to create and destroy, faced with your greatest challenge, to restore order and beauty to a world laid barren by evil. You must overcome the odds against you.
No,
three,
go ahead.
Two. Okami.
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 Okay, here we go. That's a good game. I enjoyed that game a lot. Dick.
Did you play? Yep.
The first thing you do when you play Okami.
Did you play it on Wii?
No, I did not. That's I played it on PS2.
This one's straight out of my own collection. I think maybe there's a couple of them.
The Bouncer.
Nope. I was thinking about doing it too.
What's in John's collection?
The blank has taken a new victim. In a terrorized city, the hunt for a child will lead four unconnected people to ask the same question. How far would you go to stop a killer? Play all four roles in this psychological thriller where every action you take has consequences. How this story unfolds is entirely up to you.
Whoa.
How you didn't already know what this is. Beyond me.
Ace Attorney.
No. No.
Harvey Birdman, Ace Attorney. No. Dakota, what do you got on this?
I got nothing.
I can't even. Four different horror stories? Maybe I'm too hung up on
for a child John's collection. Will lead four unconnected people to ask the same question.
House of the Dead.
Nope. How far would you go to stop a killer?
Oh, Heavy Rain.
Okay, no joke. I was actually going to say that one, but I thought, I don't really know what I'm talking about, so I'm just not going to say anything.
Whatever, man. You know, believe in yourself. Just
I was going to say Heavy just Rain, no doubt, because I remember it's in your collection over there.
Clearly, I should have made this harder, like, because Griff is just, like, on fire. I think this might be the last one. Okay, yeah, this is the last one, and this
was
picked specifically for Griff.
Oh, okay. Okay, let me.
But this is another specifically for you. But this is also one where it's just like, I don't understand. Like, this sounds nothing like that game.
Britney Spears Sing Along.
Yep. Is it? Could it be?
Could you just let me say it?
No, I want to guess it before you tell me. Is it Zombies Ate My Neighbors?
No, but I did look at that one. That one's impossible to read. Like, I went to a website that just had tons of box art.
Pokemon Snap.
No, I should have done that. Oh man, how
good would that be? A lot of good games out there. A lot of weird games.
Caught in the middle of an age-old rivalry, Blank uses her demon-summoning powers to fight off legions of angelic enemies. As she uncovers the astounding truth of her origins, she discovers she alone may hold the key to saving all of creation.
That's you, buddy.
That's me? That's you. I'm going to say Bayonetta.
Bayonetta.
Bayonetta. Yeah.
But that doesn't really even... like, it sort of sounds like it.
Yeah.
I was expecting more hair puns in the back
really.
Of this thing, but no, nothing about hair at all.
Right. She's weird. Waist deep in escapades.
Right? Nothing.
She's get your perm done.
That's good. All 15.
Cut,
that's
cut
all
above
15
the rest.
Yep. Shears.
Shears. Shears to you, John.
Yep. That's all 15 of them.
Well, that was great. That was amazing. I love that.
Golden Axe was the most ridiculous one. We're just like, what? I don't remember playing that game like that.
And then right here we insert that.
No, nothing.
SOB.
I got nothing. Your iPod just decided to stop
running. I don't know, man. You probably.
And you keep on telling me to go to
anyway,
Anton.
We gotta wrap this up here because we're like the longest podcast we've had in 3 years.
Awesome.
So... this has been Boss Barrel Radio. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I checked before the podcast to see if there were emails. There were not. If you'd like to send us comments or anything, you know, you'd go through the usual routes. Facebook, website, email, bbr@bossbarrel.com. This has been Boss Barrel Radio with myself, Griff Hoffman. You can find me on Twitter at Griff Hoffman.
I did try to find you on Twitter. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, that's my name.
It's Griff Hoffman. That's my
I think
problem.
It is Griff. Because
I typed in full name Hoffman.
Oh, okay, yeah. John Stanhope and
I established
Dakota
a new
Reeves.
Twitter account, by the way.
You did? Oh, really? Thank
yes.
God.
I decided not to try to recover the old one. Just stop following me.
All right, I'll have to look. What is your new Twitter account, John?
J.W. Stanhope.
J.W.
Jehovah Witness Stanhope.
Okay.
Jehovah Witness Stanhope.
Yep.
That's what
Jewish Stanhope.
Mm. Yep.
Right, and Dakota Reeves, thank you for joining us for your first time on this. You're not too freaked out, and you'll come back sometime.
My endless video game knowledge was...
whatever, man. Like, you're fine.
Hey, not everybody's like me and Grove, where we just know dumb shit.
Yeah. You got time at work. Learn yourself.
I just gotta just... learn it yourself. I would be back, and I'm just like, okay, let's do trivia. No, forget the entire podcast. I want to do trivia
all
now.
For trivia. All I've been trivia. Doing, like, trivia push-ups. Just reading stacks of papers.
Mental push-ups.
Yeah, go. Just been doing one developer at a time.
Yep.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening. This has been Boss Battle Radio, episode 71. You know, do your thing. Thank you, everyone, and look forward to more podcasts next week. And then the next project that we have coming up that we keep talking about, we never actually talk about the video game bracket playoff thing that's going to happen in the near future. Now that we're all set with three microphones, I will be able to do it.
Awesome,
definitely awesome. John, Dakota, see you guys
later.
Peace.